Blog Talk Radio.
Trouble in my own way. I have to cry sometimes. So much trouble makes me cry sometimes. I lay awake at night, but that's all right. 'Cause I know.
season will fix it. I don't care what you're going through and how you're going through. He can fix anything. The Bible says, is it anything too hard for God? Anything too hard for God? And I'm just going to tell you right now, I tried him. And I tried him, and I know him. I found that he is a friend. I found that the spirits are coming. The spirits are creeping in, man. And it's so bad, they start eating into the church now, you know. But you got to be aware that they do come. And God is in control. He's in control. He's so much in control that he can do what he want to do and how he want to do it. We just pray that his will be done. We pray that he move like he always do, gracefully. And he has so much patience for us, man. Some of us know that we deserve justice. We surely know that. And he has so much patience. And then once we've been delivered, once we've been saved, once we call ourselves loving God, man, we got to have some tolerance, my brothers and sisters. We got to have some tolerance. Because somebody gave some tolerance to you. You'd be surprised who forgave you. You'd be surprised who look past your ignorance and still see the Lord. You'd be surprised how God is winning the battle. He ain't losing. Yeah. He's winning the battle. Don't think he's losing, because any time you can get someone who can change their life and call on the Lord, man, you're doing what God asked for us to do. The Bible said, well, one soul come in, this one. I know people are so hooked on numbers, but this one soul come in, all the angels in heaven rejoice. And we got to have some tolerance. Say it one more time. The people that God changed. People don't change and start, and some might, you know, it is very seldom you see. Can just pull everything out the Bible and live everything it say. You just don't. You got people been in church, grew up in church, they never been out of church. It's some downright sinners. I'm talking about bona fide sinners. You know that. And they'll look down on somebody who come from the streets. Like you enter into their space. I want to tell you today. Last time I read the book, they looked at Jesus, and they asked Jesus, his disciple, why is he eating with sinners? They asked him that, and Jesus heard them, and Jesus told them. He came for not the ones who are righteous. He came for the ones who are sinners. I don't know about you. I was so glad he didn't give up on me. Because, man, I give up on you in a minute. So you say, why? What is he doing? What you saying? What you saying there? What you saying there, Reverend? What you saying there, Eric? What is he saying there, brother? Well, I'm trying to tell a few things last night. I heard a few things last night that caught my ears and my heart. You know, and I heard a young man, he left the scene and racing for a while, and he came back and got back in the racing, and he said he has testimony, said the Holy Spirit showed him some few things, and the things that showed him that he was called to preach. He seen some things in the Spirit. His conviction is no one can tell him anything different. Then he got in there. He found out the church wasn't all so like he thought it was. He said people weren't doing what they were saying they were doing. They were doing just the opposite. It was like him being out in the streets, if I can put it like that. You know, and that's true too. You know, that's true. I ain't gonna say it in every church, but I mean, you got to, he got to understand as you get in the Christ, it don't mean the people. The people still, why do you think we go to church? Why a lot of you think us go to church? Because we need it. We need it. We need it every day. We need to, like Paul said, we need to wake up in the morning and kill that old man daily. Because they want to creep out sometime and take a poem. But Reverend, he was using a lot of profanity when he was doing all this, Reverend. Say he was a minister, you know, he called and, you know, he was using a lot of profanity. It just don't line up with he using words and then talking about how much he had God and God was in him. I still believe God was in the midst of it. I still think it's a seed. I'm the one don't question nobody calling. You know what I'm talking about? Because I do know, you know, only God called. Man don't call. Yeah, a man try to call you, then they'll sit you down. You know. Now his way of conveying it was so what got me with it. How he came in and people probably expecting he's gonna be the old person. You know, he said some things. I hear him say some things before Proud of that, you know. It makes you wonder, you know, talking about then you hear his testimony, Rev, that said how he said he wasn't coming over here like that. You know, he come to testify. And remember, he went to testify, then he started asking people to forgive him if he hurt them. You know, I'm serious, man. And right now, he's still cussing now. he's still doing that, you know. And I'm praying with him, you know. I'm up there, so I want to get in there and encourage the brother, you know what I'm talking about? Let him know that I'm praying for him, man, you know what I'm talking about? I understand, you know what I'm talking about, that walk, you know what I'm talking about? You know, I can't look at his sin, his way of seeing things, make mine better than his, you know what I'm talking about? Because I believe all of us fall short of the glory of God. It just only thing about when people hear that word minister, preacher, it puts a little stain there, Reverend, that you got to be right, brother. you can't be slipping there. You can't mess up. You can't say nothing wrong. And I understand too that. I understand that real well because the scripture says it. You know, scripture told us that we should live as examples. The ministers should live examples, you know. We should be able to, when people see us, they should see God, man. That's I don't know if people don't want to hear that, but when they see the minister, the pastor, the teacher of God's word, deacon, whatever title you want to put with it, and church going person, they should see God. Now watch this here. And seeing God, I'm telling you, it would be no need for Jesus to came back for you and I. He knew we were going to mess up. He knew we were going to do some things and say some things. So what I did, Reverend, it just me now. You know, anybody can hit the one button who you want to convey on that too. It just me now. I've been called, right? I believe I've been called by God. I believe I have a love for the people. I believe that we're supposed to hold that young man's hand and pray with him. You know, I told him, and I said, yeah, God will take that cussing spirit away. But if that's what he wants, you know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about he has to want that, you know what I'm talking about? He has to want that, take that spirit out of him. But he said a lot of things out of his mouth was good, Doc. You know what I'm talking about? But when you got to see that as you grow, you know what I'm talking about? You know, one of the scriptures we read, everybody loved that little love book, you know, talking about, we read it, you know, sometimes some people, they can just recite it, you know, word for word, you know, talking about, But really, it was some part where Paul said something, man, and it stuck out to me, man. And it really, really, really stuck out to me, because when I read it every time, and I hear people preach it all the time, but boy, when he brought it to our attention, how you and I, anybody is walking with God, to have a gift, and part of that gift has to have love in it. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It has to have love in it. I know what he was talking. It hurt. A lot of folks said, I know he ain't talking about God and missing and all this F-bomb and all this, you know. And he said he knew people were going to disagree and all this here, and know people going to say a few things. And he made a disclaimer on that. He said, I'm not going to argue with nobody. You know, he said, I know what my faith is. That's what he said now. He said, I know what my faith is. I believe in my faith. So he has enough confidence in his conversion that he believed that he will go to heaven. That's what he got. See, you don't want nobody to rehearse you and teach you and show you the way to go to God. You have to make that relationship for yourself. Paul said, when I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face, now I know in parts. But then should I know, even also I am knowing. And now abide in faith, hope, love, these three. But the greatest of these is love. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And when I was going through, I started thinking about the conversion part, you know. And what to me, I'm a pet too. If some people needed to be taught instead of being teaching, they need to sit down and be taught. You know what I'm talking about? And my understanding that it looked like he had stepped back from his calling. That's what my understanding that he got back over here. He said he cut ties away from people. Now he's coming back to it. You know, I think he feel like he can come back and still do what he do and not lose his salvation. But I want to be in prayer with the young man, because there are some things that need to be corrected in his mind, but we can't force it on him. You know what I'm talking about? We can only just give it to him and pray to God and minister to him. What you got, Brother Willie, before we get to in there?
Well, you get into it right there, but I'm confused, because I'm
come on with it,
you, and I see it both ways. But now, if he went that far, he said he was called and did all that he said he was going to do, and then he come back, and he's still doing the identical thing that he did before he was gone, and he said he know he was wrong. I don't understand what y'all preaching to me, because, like I said, with my cousin, he cussed more than I do now. Now, anybody can cuss more than me. They rough now. So my point is, I understand what you're saying about him coming back and confessing and said all this here, but I'm just saying, if you know you're wrong, when do you start? Like you said, living the right way. If you know you're doing wrong, should you try to try? Because, and don't get me wrong, that's one of my personal best friends. But if you come back cussing just as bad and just as worse as you were before you left, I don't see the growth. Explain that to the growth to me. Explain that to me.
Well, see, he has a seed there, right? And his seed, it is a growth, right? But what you saying is 100% correct. It should be more fruitful, because he said a word, a name, when he said minister. That really kind of raised his level of the walk to me. You know what I'm talking about? And raising your going to that level, he shouldn't be saying the things he's saying. You know, he shouldn't be stating the things he's doing, because like we were saying, I still believe that everybody thinks they've been called. Really, they haven't been called. They've been called out of sin, if you understand what I'm talking about. They've been called to the pulpit, and a lot of people let people tell them they've been called, or they sound like they've been called. Then some people just went and got in the pulpit. But his thing is, what I'm hearing with him, he does have a problem with that cussing. He does have a yeah, I heard that. I heard it real strong. I ain't been on every conversation with him. Just what I heard there and a few race talk that I'm hearing him talking in, it doesn't line up with his calling. Yeah, it doesn't line up with his calling at all. But what we have to do so we can minister to him is to get him like on a one-on-one thing, but not on that open forum where everybody can just, you know, crucify him, you know, talking about. Because even the sinner, the worst sinner know that he was wrong, you know, talking about what he was saying when he's saying. But we had to fix that, you know, and he had to come back. And I don't know, did you remember when he said he apologized? Did you hear him say, if I did anything? Did you hear when he said that?
Yeah, Rev, I mean, I understand. I got a little bit more insight than you do, because I know what he was talking about when he was saying that he really was talking about a specific person, but he was doing it overall to clean up everything. But my thing is, what I'm trying to say is, when he was going through his calling, per se, I was seeing him off and on, and he was trying to do better, and he wasn't doing as much cursing. But then once he said he was called and then come back, and he's still doing that much cursing, it makes me wonder what's going on. I just wonder what's going on, because, you know, I'm confused.
No, you're right. It should be a conviction there. I agree 100% that he don't need to be in the pool of it. I know that. You know what I'm talking about? I really believe he don't need to be in the pool of it at all doing that. I mean, you know, I believe he needs to sit down and be taught. You know what I'm talking about? I don't know how fast he got in that pool of it. But I do know he needs to be sit down and been taught about how, not just how you only act, but because of his life, because God heard that, and he can be turning some people away, because what he said, I know he did, because I know you ain't the only one is wrestling with what he just said, but some people are envy of him. Period, though, just because who he is, don't you believe
that's
that?
True? That is absolutely true. And I'm gonna say something. Like I said, I'm learning and I'm teaching, and I'm not a dummy on certain things until you show me a better way. You say if we get him one-on-one, and then he'd do better. Well, that's anybody. You get anybody one-on-one, they always can do better, or do what you need to be done. But if you can't possess your release and your spirit and everything in a group, one-on-one ain't no good to me. That's just me now.
Well, what I'm saying that he needs. So you can't correct everybody, especially if you see a minister, right? You don't want to correct him open like that. You know what I'm talking about? Because you can tarnish everything. You can make him go the wrong way real bad. You know what I'm talking about? That's like if I come to you, Brother Willie, and say, man, Brother Willie, and I ain't told you, every time I talk to you, I never brought you in front nobody when I wanted to really, really tell you something. You know what I'm talking about? I was always behind, you know? Because the Bible said if I have a problem with somebody, right? This is what the Bible presents. If I have a prophecy, I go to him one-on-one, right? And then if he don't receive him, then I bring him in front of two or three witnesses. And then if he don't receive it, then I bring him in front of the church. And then we can put him out. That's what the Bible said, right? That's why I was speaking about him. He has to go. He had to have to be a pastor. It need to be a pastor, somebody real seasoned in God to talk to him. Now, it's going to be up to him to receive it, though. Now, you know what I'm talking about. If I'd have stood right there and said, man, now you can tell you're a minister, and you up there doing all these F-bombs and all the talking you're doing, you're wrong, brother. You're wrong, brother. How you think that would have went?
But you're telling the truth, because I done been on him when he started saying it, and I done told him that he was wrong for doing it, and he accepted it. And cut it out, you know. So you are right about that. You're absolutely right about that. Because I didn't told him when he shouldn't be saying certain things and doing certain things. I didn't say it, and he received it. I mean, well, he stopped doing what he was doing. Put it that way.
Well, see, he ought to have a conviction with it, because Brother Willie, because I don't know, man. I'm probably the worst person to ask, but I would not challenge his calling. You know what I'm talking about?
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't.
Right,
but
right.
But I will talk to him if you allow me. I will talk to him and tell him. I mean, you might be getting a few, but you're scattering too many. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
You're scattering too many. You know what I'm talking about? Because
because
your language, man. You know, and anybody that I don't know how old he is, but you know, age ain't got nothing to do with it. But anybody with good sense know that what he was saying was wrong. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
It was dead wrong. It did. You don't add. You don't mix that with the word of God. You don't mix that with
yeah.
Only I look past no. that with him because I feel a seed
yeah.
there. You know what I'm talking about?
Well, I feel a seed there.
Like you said, yeah.
And the reason I kept speaking up was, you know, my phone was getting texts like a big dog. You know, I was getting them texts.
Yeah,
the same thing you're saying there.
Yeah,
I was getting them texts,
yeah.
And I'm saying, yeah. But like you said, I didn't want to confront him and say it on curse. But you see, you know. But in that environment, his mind is younger than mine. What I mean by that is, I was the same way. That's why I was crazy so much. People didn't listen to me. I didn't think they heard me unless I was acting a fool and cursing. And I think that's what it is. And you can see. In that environment, when you sort of like be quiet and everything, everybody come back there and start cursing. I even said it 3 or 4 times last night. Why y'all got to curse so much? And I, you know, I don't know. It's a work in progress. That's all I can say.
Well, I'm going to tell you, your platform will be a good, but it's a harvest. You know what I'm talking about? The platform God allowed you to do. And you told me this, and I respect that. You said, man, maybe God want me to do it like this. You ever consider that? So I backed up and been praying. You know, some of the tactics, some of the inality that you present. I don't want to damn God's way. That's why you got different churches, man. You know what I'm talking about? That's why
Absolutely, brother.
If you don't know
I know how you. How you backed up from me? I noticed how you backed up
when I was.
I did notice that. Don't think I don't notice that.
It ain't nothing else. It's the most stuff I've backed off of. You see, I know you noticed that. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about, right? Huh? Hello?
I'll be going on and off mute because I'm outside. No, I'll be going on and off mute because I got a little noise. But now I don't know where it'd be up to 10 because there's a lot of stuff on my mind. So, you know,
you remember how my conviction is that woman in that pool bit?
Oh, yeah. You've been
there,
though.
Oh, that haven't changed.
You've been there, that. Oh, yeah, most of them.
You see what I'm doing, though? What I'm doing?
Because I
tapped into something bigger than that, you know. If I can come over there and watch this. Now, this is me. I don't present this to nobody. This is just Eric. If I can come over there and hear my cussing, my 2 or 3 minutes of cussing, and I can't hear that woman preach and teach the word of God, something wrong with me, man. You know what I'm talking about? So when I said, I'm going to look past all that, you know what I'm talking about? Now, I leave when it gets, you know, too much. I have to go, you know what I'm talking about? But I tolerate, you know, but I'm telling you, man, I don't want to be in no, like that song I put, I don't want to be a stomach block, man. You know what I'm talking about? I don't know how this thing gonna play out in the end, but I wanna be on the right side when it does. You know what I'm talking about? I don't wanna be the one say I know it all and then get before God. He gonna let me know that you block something. I don't wanna be that unless he give me that in the spirit say something. Like I'm telling you, man, if I'd correct that young man last night or say something that young man last night, it would have went the other way, wrong way.
Let me say one more thing, and then I'm going back on mute. Because now I did notice last night you stayed on a little longer than you normally stay on. But now I'm going to ask you, did you have to stay on? Because really, shouldn't you sometime, do you have to stay on and hear this stuff that's going on so you really know how to talk to a person? I mean, does that make any sense?
Well, one thing, I'm praying for that brother, too. I'm in the back praying for him. And somebody I'm gonna put him out that square. He bagged up, you know what I'm talking about. I'm in the praying for Brother Tim them if they tip their head out there. I'm in the back praying for Brother D if they're tipping their head in the back. If you get too rowdy, I gotta go then, you know what I'm talking about. I'm praying for you. You know, I'm praying for you that you don't get out of hand. You know what I'm talking about? I'm praying for all you guys because we can't have a cordial conversation, man. And y'all, you know, y'all tip and dab here and there, you know. But I'm confident in my faith that you can't persuade me. You know what I'm talking about? If I'm comfortable in my faith, a lot of folks wouldn't have stood a minute, but I'm comfortable in my faith. So God might have me there one day. You might allow me to do it again what the other day you did. Allow me to come over there and speak again. You know what I'm talking about? And I got to adapt to who I'm in the midst, man. I can't always go with everybody and say hallelujah. You know what I'm talking about? I got to know when they don't say hallelujah. That's where the ministry is, man.
You know? Yes, sir.
Yeah.
All right, I'm on mute. Get me out of here. Let me take it out. Come on.
You want to come back in, just let me know.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Red. You hear a little piece of that, right? You hear a little bit and piece of that. I don't give no... See, and I said this here, man. And I said this here. My conviction is so strong, right, that I don't put it on Reverend Henry's. Because Reverend Henry's conviction, it might be totally different. Reverend Henry might accept something I can't accept. You know what I'm talking about? And Eric might accept something Reverend Henry can't accept. You know what I'm talking about? But I'm not going to look down on him. You know what I'm talking about? Because I know this ministry that we have now is different. It's totally different. We got to deal with social stuff right now, man. You know what I'm talking about? We got to deal with the color of your skin more now. And it's 2023. We got to deal with these young folks. I had a young man told me the other day that he don't want to be like me, right, working every day and doing like I'm doing. But he came at me for some money. You know what I'm talking about? So, you know what I'm saying? So, but I gave it to him, because it's ignorance, you know what I'm saying? What I'm saying, these are the people God put before you, you know. So you heard someone who was talking about it, and there's a way that when you correct people, right? And I just don't believe you will get anything out of that wide open like that. Broad is that ministry he got over there. It is broad, and I guarantee you, he wasn't the only one. Then, like that brother was saying, out of his mouth, a minister and cussing like he was doing, you know. What's your intake on that? If you want to inject on that?
Yeah, I just people don't realize how powerful that the things that we say, you know. I know what God told me. And I was just simply, I was just simply preparing a lesson and sending the Holy Spirit. I'm thinking I'm doing a pretty good thing. He spoke to me and it shook my whole body. He said, "Be careful what you say to my people, because ministers' words alter people's lives." And see that, and you know, we talked about just a little while ago. About out of the same mouth proceeded blessing and cursing. But he said, but we, you know, over in James the 3rd chapter, he said, but these things they ought not be, because it ruined our witness. You know, we as ministers, people they look to us differently. So and I feel the Holy Spirit. We live Christ like, and we're not the only ones that should be Christ like. You know, those that have made that confession, they should be Christ-like as well, but we are called to a different level. You know, we'll be able to have sight where people, the average Christian won't have the sight that the men of God have, you know, that the overseers have, that the shepherds have, that the bishops have, it's a special calling. That's why you see in all those different chapters where it says grace be unto, you know, Paul, you know, Timothy, you know, those that are out front, it takes you know, it's anointed, because we got to say what people don't like. you know, whether it be people in body or evil spirits as well. So with all that attached to us, people are expecting for us to be a certain way. And if they and if they see that, they're able to receive the words that we say. You know, you know when God blessed me, and you know, and I really went to a point in my life where I was more concerned with being good rather than just looking good before people. You know, I just wanted to, you know, when nobody else could see, you know, I would make sure in those secret, quiet moments that I was good, the best that I could be, and it started overflowing to where even my wife would even witness more quickly behind me. Because she's seen a change, she's seen a difference, and it drew her and man, you know, we was already clothed and blessed and all that, but when I took it more seriously, not by math, but by my actions, by what was shown, then it was a better blessing, you know. Everything just started to roll into place. But you know, that tongue, it's a world of iniquity, you know. And you know, people, many faults broke out because of somebody said some or some harsh word, or you know, and you don't realize we lended that member unto the devil in that way, and it's hurting us. Sometimes it hurt us physically, but it shouldn't have hurt us spiritually. Hallelujah. But a lot of people, you know, they get to talking and they don't realize, you know, what they're saying, you know, because they're on their own understanding at that time. But if they be still and let God speak to them, they'll bridle that tongue. You know, that's a must. That's a necessity for those that are in the priesthood. You know, we are all called to this priesthood, but those that are set apart, that have minister or reverend or bishop or apostle or you know anything you want attached to it, it's a special calling. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And, you know, we try to be the best and as perfect as we can, but surely when we're out of the way and somebody call our attention to it, you just read it yesterday about being wise, you know, being wise, you know, and when somebody calls us out on, we're going to thank them for that, love them for that, and we're going to listen to that we may get better. Because surely we, from off time, you know, many times we come on this morning broadcast and I'm praying and I'm listening and I'm praying. And some things I got to repent of, you know, because I heard through the lesson how God talks to even me. And I thank him for it and I fix it. How about that? Praise the Lord. But beautiful this morning. God bless you. Thank you.
Yeah, I was want to introduce this here too. Just can you elaborate on this here as well? Now you hear Reverend Brian, or maybe they call me Eric Brian, or whatever. They call me everything now. You pretty much, you know. But watch this here, Rev. And you hear that I was cussing and you know, trying to get my, you know, get it out. You know, talking about how would you approach? Would you do it publicly, or you would put me to the side, or how would you do that? How would you handle that?
Oh yeah, well you know I tell you in,
so you don't know me
in my
so
life.
You don't know me at all, because I don't know that gentleman. You know, like I just know of him. You know what I'm talking about?
Well, you know, in my life of dealing with people and being in supervision. I tell you, it's much better. You getting them privately, one-on-one. Because when somebody feel provoked and before a crowd of people, oh, that pride gonna get in there and they gonna buff up, you know. But if you get them one-on-one, usually you have a better outcome with it. You know, when it's one-on-one, you can deal with them. You can, you know, you can talk to them. Praise the Lord.
I got a new brother got hired on, right? And he was, man, he's loud, you know, and he's talking and using the N-word all from the different race of people, and, you know, and I just passed on by, you know what I'm saying? So I looked at him and I put him to the side, man. And I said, can I talk to you, brother? You know, yeah, you know, I said, can you do something for me, man? I said, when you address me, and especially in front of them and the people, I said, I ask you, please don't use that word, that derogatory and all those stuff towards me and with them. I'm not that type of person, man. You know what I'm talking about? I don't want you to even feel like you're comfortable to come to me like that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because one thing about it, I'm superior. You know what I'm talking about? I'm in a position too. You know what I'm talking about? You know? And, I don't allow them to do that. You know what I'm talking about? So I sure don't want you to do it. And you know what he told me? He said, man, I'm glad you pulled me to the side and told me this, man. He said, I'm glad you didn't do it in front of nobody. Because he probably ignorant, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
But I didn't do it because I think he was ignorant. I believe what the Bible said. If I have a problem with a person, he said, pull them to the side. You know what I'm talking about? You know, I know our mothers and our parents used to whoop us and beat us where we act up at, but this is a different thing.
Man.
About. When you know a soft answer would turn away wrath. You know what I'm talking about?
And you know what?
After that, he don't even do that with them no more. Cause he know that didn't sit good, man. You know, I don't know. Some people can look at you. I guess I still look hoodie or something like that. Some people can look at you and think you is what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right? You know? And,
I know you're talking about.
So, and I believe in the book, man. I believe if I have a problem with a person, I take them one-on-one. And then if he or she don't receive, I bring it to somebody. The witness. Maybe I might be saying it wrong, or I might be wrong. They can say, "Well, Eric, you're really wrong, man. You did hurt her. You did hit, did this. You did this." And I'm good with that, you know, because I'm comfortable in my skin, you know. But then if they don't hear that, Rev, the Bible said, "Take him from the church." You know what I'm saying? Now, I'm not gonna. I don't know that brother like that. You know what I'm saying? But if it be God's will, maybe somebody do know him or put him to the side, man. I said, yeah, you have some good conviction in your conversation, but then it did bother some people, man. You know what I'm talking about? And bother some people. If you're a minister, it should bother you too. If you bother people, you know what I'm talking about? You know, especially in that kind of way.
You know. You remember I told you just 3 days ago, this young man, he upset at me. Because he was talking about at work, talking about God and Satan and then Job, and he was quoting it all wrong, and you know, and I'm trying to I sit there as long as I could, and then I kind of told him that, you know, that he was off base a little bit, you know, don't do that, and then he got mad, and he started yelling, and then he started cursing. I was like, hold up, how are we gonna be talking about this? Now you cursing. But then, you know, I had to step away because I was angry. So you know, I couldn't deal with it right then. I had to steal away.
What that scripture say?
That
scripture say? In Galatians, what did it say? He said, when you restore somebody, restore them in the spirit and spiritually. Because if you don't, it'll come back on you. You know, that's
right.
Us, right? That's why I know what you're saying is correct.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about? You said it, right? Because just like you and I, man, you know, man, you can talk, right? And I know we brothers, man, you know what I'm talking about? And we had an altar one another each other. And then if I come to you wrong or you come to me, I feel like you're in my space wrong, I've been in your space wrong, then there's a spirit. That ain't of God. That's a spirit of the adversary. You know what I'm talking about? If you can come to me and correct me, man, especially one-on-one, You know, and I got a problem, man. The devil, he's in the details now. Who is you? Man, mm-hmm. You can't tell me nothing. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about? But we don't have that kind of that kind of relationship. I'm just saying, though. You know,
right. One beautiful thing about it, since I've been letting my light shine, so I walked away from that situation. I said, let me cool off, you know, let me go pray, you know. And but then before I could get back there, the people around, they got on him. You know, they said, hey, man, with that man right there, they said, you don't play those games with him. You know, they spoke well of me. And when I got back, you know, when I got back, that guy was totally different. You know, he was more humble, you know, and trying to see. So I was like, praise the Lord. The Lord worked it out for me. But, you know, I had to pray because, you know, I just have that one part where, you know, I can't stand when people, you know, just humble about the word. And then they go to, you know, cussing or they go to, you know, I'm like, wait a minute, you don't have no fear of the Lord right now, you know. I'm scared. I'm angry. But
you know, the young man.
Yeah, I'm scared.
The young man did that last night, Reverend. He was witnessing, and some of his witness was very, very good. And then he threw an F-bomb in there or he'll cuss or something, you know. And they kind of, you know. But most of it is, man, there needs to be a deliverance, you know.
Okay.
There needs to be deliverance, you know what I'm talking about. And that deliverance is open, brother.
Reverend Brown and Reverend Henry.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
I got the young man on last night that was giving a testimony. If you want to say something to y'all, if you don't mind. Come on, brother.
Come on, with.
Hey, how are you guys doing? I wanted to tell you,
God bless you, bro.
I really do appreciate for you men for what you guys did last night. And I thank God for you guys. And I really do appreciate the prayers. And at last night, I knew it was so many different. It was so many different things and that was trying to come and hit me, my spirit, that would make my mind try to think one way or go this way or pull me this way. But I do apologize for some of my actions last night with especially with you guys, with pastors and preachers and things of that nature, because I do understand the sacrifice and I understand a lot of things you guys go through. So like I said, I do want to apologize to you guys for for being disrespectful, but also I want to thank you for the prayers and things like that. And I am going, I'm battling now spiritually because I'm in a war, spiritual warfare, because I know I can't keep running. How about that? That's the best way for me. It's going, man, I can't keep running from what I know, because I do know what I'm supposed to really truly be doing. I'm just trying to find myself, honestly. And I don't know how to handle it in this, in the grudge community, because everybody have always been used to me being a certain way. And so I feel like I have to be that way when I come back into this. That's the real problem with me now. And I shouldn't worry about it, but, you know, everybody been used to me being a tough guy or, you know, a nasty guy or this and that. And so I'm coming in the grudge game being, you know, hey, yes, sir, brother, this, and praise God, thank you for this, or, you know, or you know, so some people they'll take it and they'll try to mimic it, because at the end of the day, when I did change a lot my ways in my life, even people that were supposed to be my friends, they were the ones that really made a joke out of it. They throwed it out there to the community because they was really trying to. I know what they were doing, but it's fine now. So I didn't want nobody to take it as it was a joke. Or, you know, Herb was really playing. I don't play with that. That's one thing I'm not going to play with. I don't play with that. And so I want to thank you guys. And I had been wanting to be involved with more of the prayer shows and things like that with what I saw what Dalt was doing. But I didn't want to be involved with it and then people try to play games and mimic it or try to, you know, and I just didn't want to get into that, you know, spiritually. But, you know, people are going to – you're going to have your naysayers and you're going to have whoever – you're going to have people that's going to say this and say that regardless. They did it about Jesus, then I'm no better. So I know they're going to do it about me as well. So like I say, I do appreciate you guys, brothers. And what y'all doing here is what helped me change with getting with positive people and getting that in your mind. That's what helped me was really talking to people that's being positive
and
speaking into your life and things like that. You know, I had a young brother call me this morning, man, and I never would have thought that he was going through some of the things I probably went through. And, you know, and I knew God, the Lord been wanting me to really speak and give my testimony, but I never would because I was, like I said, I ran from it because I didn't want, I was kind of embarrassed, not really embarrassed, but I didn't know how to handle it because I didn't want to change. I'm man enough to tell anybody. I didn't want to change. You know what I mean? It's just, I hit, and I mean, and I always question why me, you know what I mean? Why me when I'm was this or that? But as I studied more, as I learned more, you know, the Lord, that's what he did. He took people to like Paul, you know, there was murders, Peter, them. They took, he took a lot of, I mean, he didn't ever, from what I saw, I never saw him taking saints and bring, he always took hellacious people or people that was going through certain things, and he changed their life and made them stand in front of a million and speak his word. And I mean, like I said, man, you know, it's just a lot I know God wanted to do with me, and I think that's why he maybe for the liberation. I'm nobody special at the end of the day. I'm just a regular man. You know what I mean? But,
come on with it,
you know, man. I do just thank everybody for everything. Like I said, I thank Dog for what he's doing. I know the Lord didn't touch him some kind of way for him to ever even start
it.
He don't know that I know
that.
But I know know something that he went through, and I understand it, why he's do what he do every week, you know, and he does it. And like I say, man, I think it's a good thing that we are bringing this in the racing community because it's a lot of young brothers out there, including myself, that's lost. Or, you know, or have been lost, you know, and didn't know no better. And so, like I say, I want to, you know, I was trying to run to the churches, but really and truthfully, I think God was really wanting me to, he was preparing me for what I'm, you know, what I'm doing, you know, doing now and the people I've always been surrounded by. You know, like I say, man, because people can hear, you know, they may not take it from you, Brother Brown or Dog or whoever, but, like, they may understand certain things from me because they feel like, well, you know, you know, they may think he'd been here with me or he didn't, whatever. So, like I say, I'm finding myself. I ask you guys to keep praying for me and letting the Lord give me wisdom on what do I need to do and direct me to getting myself back on track, you know, because I need it. I need
it. Amen. Hey, Reverend Brian, Reverend Brian, Reverend Brian, Reverend Brian, I feel real good because he said some of the same things
see
I said to you about. Maybe God wanted me to do it in my way. So I do. And I don't get me wrong now. I'm going to tell you how I learned from you all on this program.
Yeah.
You know, like I told you earlier in the program, I said I had been talking to Brother Hurd in between him going, it's coming and going, right?
It's conversion.
And I heard him saying, I want to come on. I want to come on and sell something. But I didn't rush him. I said, he'll come on when he's ready to come on. I didn't
That's
rush
it.
Him. He kept, he
That's
said
it.
Every time
you
he
did good.
It. He said he wanted to come on the program and give his testimony, but I didn't rush him. I let him call when he needed to call. Well said, brother.
Did good, man. Did real good. And on time, too. You on time. You very on time. That's what my brother, again, you know, I told you last night, I meant this. I'm praying with you and for you because you right. You can reach people I probably can't never touch. You know what I'm talking about? Because they know. If God can change, I just know you by what you call yourself, Herb, you know what I'm talking about? If he can change Herb,
well, my name
that's
is
how they look at it.
I'm Maurice Thompson.
That's my name,
Maurice
Thompson.
Yes, sir.
Brother Thompson, if they know you and they see your change and your conversion and watch this, and you pull, you don't have to get in there with them cussing. You don't have to get in there and mingle with them. Just be who God changed you and let God watch them make them take it back. If they talk about you, they're not talking about you. They're talking about the one who changed you, who made you what you are today. Because you know what? You're going to help somebody. You know what I'm talking about? You know who you're going to help first? You're going to help Mr. Thompson first. You know you're going to help second? Your son, whoever close to you. And you know what that's going to happen? It's just going to be going over and over. I even heard your friend last night mentioned by God, you know, Mario, you know. Y'all, I know y'all trying to get in, and I don't know where you at, all the way in it, but I'm going to be praying with you that God use you in this platform to elevate people out of that sin, out of that mind thinking that you got to be a certain way to race. You got to be a certain way to mingle with people. Man, you can still say God bless them and let go of that trans break and put that parachute in their face. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about? You can still do all that. And you can pat the gas if they don't like it. You know, you can do all that.
Yeah.
And keep it cordial. And keep it cordial.
If you want to relate it to the blessing, you know he blessed me for him to go out there, go fast as he's going, as many times he's going, down that strip, and see a baby come on in and testify.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, I don't even know you, brother. I don't know you. They put you in front of me, you would know me. But I'm going to tell you, I was so proud of you, man. I heard somebody on the feed the first time you went through there. Oh, man, Herb can't drive. Mr. Thompson, I'm going to do this here. Thompson can't drive, you know. And you went out there and made them take it back, brother. The same one was giving you high five, the same one was talking about you. You know what I'm talking about? But you know how you do this, brother? You know how you do this, brother?
I got to be here because you done got me excited. I see, I heard that's what I was trying to tell you before. Now, that's a reverend. That's a reverend talking to you. And he heard some of the things that people be saying to you. That's the stuff I be trying to tell you. The same people that clapping you on the back be the same ones talking about you behind your back. Thank you, Reverend Brian, for saying this. Thank you, Reverend
now,
Brian.
Watch this.
And you
now,
know
watch
what,
this.
Though,
now, watch
Brian,
this.
I won't.
Now, watch this. Let me give you
go
this because you're long-winded, too. You do got a little preaching in your little way because you're long-winded. You must be
a pastor. You're long-winded now. You're long-winded now.
But watch this, Chad, though. Watch this, Chad. So what I'm saying, Brother Hurd, consider this. You don't have to change for nobody to hang with them. Like you said, be around positive people. Be around more positive people. And I can see you. When you came in, you said, yeah, I thought I was going to come another way, but I'm coming to you like this. Only way you kind of messed people up when you brought a few bombs in there. You know what I'm talking about? Other than that, I read through all that. I said, no, I told Brother Willie. Well, I tell you, Brother Willie? No, that's a seed there, Brother Willie. I kept it. I said, he going to be all right. Let's pray with him. And look what you did this morning. You came back and did what God said, dude. Go back. You was one of the 10, right, and came back. You know what I'm talking about? And told them how God bless you, man. And now let them people see how God bless you. You said it. You don't have to use no other word. You got. You can speak without cussing, man. You can speak without being derogatory because God gave you enough sense to know how to say more than a four-letter word to tell people that God's been good in your life. I heard you say that. You don't have to use nothing but God is good. Man, the same God helped me will help you. You don't have to use no other word but this, his blessing. I'm going to be quiet for a second.
Yes, sir. And I know it was a time that I ain't even let no words even come out of my mouth. But I feel like, see, and you know, that's what part of the battle of those demons that is in me, that, you know, battling them, letting them, feeling like I got us cussed because I got, there's a lot of people here, that's all they know how to do is cussing, basically getting on their level. But I don't mean I gotta get on that level. But in a sense,
you know,
even with studying certain things, and even with, you know, through Paul, I've seen that how the Lord, you know, it is a time to get on certain people levels. But that don't mean I don't have to do and say what they say. Basically, if that makes sense,
Let me get some lessons and some learning, and as I go too. And like y'all just said about the cursing. Now I notice when I take my time and not curse, it gives me more patience not to curse. But Reverend Brian and Reverend Henry, I want y'all to answer me this in. I heard the ruler got a son right now that's been grown up almost big as he is. But that young man, his son, he hear all the cursing and he see all the cursing. But evidently at home, Herb don't allow that because I never heard that young man curse in that time. He be talking just as much trash as we do, but I never hear him curse. Explain that to me. Herb had to instill that in his son, not to curse. So how come Herb cursing his son, he can teach his son not to curse? Teach me a lesson.
Well, he just told you why he did it, because he wants them, the people, to know that he still got a little Herb in him, but Mr. Thompson really has 90%. Mr. Thompson is 90%. We just want Mr. Thompson to be 100%. We want to encourage Mr. Thompson to be a, he taught his son right and teaching his son right. Because that's one of the reasons why, if I'm wrong, Brother Thompson, let me know this. That's one of the reasons why you bagged up, because he started sounding like you a little bit. I think I heard you say that. He started moving
yes
like
sir,
you a little bit.
My wife.
And you
yes
said,
sir.
I got to stop
yes
this.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's exactly. You hit it dead on the head. That's exactly why I bagged. Exactly why I had to bag away, because my wife was on me about it, and I had to teach him. All I showed him was really racing and this and that. And you have to. And as a father, it was important for me to teach him about God too, and learn about God, and
that's
you
it.
Know, make sure. And my son, he know who his dad is. The thing about it, my MJ, he cut a fool, but he know who his dad is, and he, like I say, man, he know I always told him be better than me. You know, you see me do certain things, that don't mean they're right. And I don't never try to make like they are right. I just tell them, you got to do better than me. And like I say, man, I ain't saying it because he's my son, but MJ is a good kid. If he was somebody else's child, MJ is really a good boy. He's a good-hearted. He's a good boy. I'm going to just tell you, man, I'm not saying it because he's my son. If he wasn't crap, I'd tell you he wasn't crap. But he's a good boy. And like I say, man, he understands and loves God. So like I say, man, it's a lot that I was battling and went through or whatever. And I just like I ran back away from God. I backslid and I ran away from God. But at the end of the day, a lot of it was because it scared me. You know, I know who I
yeah.
you know, because I have certain gifts.
Yeah.
The gifts that God gave me, it requires a lot of prayer. It requires a lot of meditation. It requires heavy, just studying and things like that. And like I say, man, like, and you know, if you got to be able to understand, handle those things, and just, you know, a lot of
yeah.
it's just a lot, man. And so, but I will just say, you know, I can tell y'all stories and stories, dog, and about things, like I say, man, that God didn't use me to heal people that was on their main head cancer,
man.
And you know, and God used me to heal them, you know what I mean? And that, like I say, man, you know, it's a miracle what God can mean. It's just a miracle, man. I've seen the power of God. I know God is real. Nobody will never be able to take
you know,
that from me. You know, I don't care.
But you know,
that's
why I told that's why I told Brother Willie. I said, Brother Willie, I feel something, Brother Willie. I know. I see when you spiritually listening, right? You can look. I know you had a persona on because you even said it. You know what I'm talking about? In your testimony, I know you not what you saying out your mouth about that cussing. I knew that wasn't you. I knew
you had
a special call. You have a special call. And you could tell when somebody been convicted and got mercy because you changed it. I know Brother Willis said this, but I look past that. When you, man, you start talking about forgiveness. And you're talking about even the ones that you know somebody that hurt you and did you wrong, you forgive them and hope they forgive you. Because that's the beginning, the knowing that God is in you. A lot of folks like us won't forgive. And you did something on that platform, but people don't do. They don't forgive.
Amen.
People still, what they do,
amen.
They still remember things that people put them through. They won't let it go. Brother
yes,
Thompson,
sir.
They probably not never let go. They probably not never let go of all that thing. You talking about how you used to want to put that, you know what I'm talking about? They probably gonna never forget that. Because you know what, Paul? Come on, help me, Holy Spirit. Paul did what he did. He took the children of God before the Roman fishers and tell them they were doing the wrong thing and serving the wrong God. And he got them killed.
Mm-hmm.
And one day God got tired. He got tired, Brother Thompson. He got tired with you and I. And everybody else listened to me. He got tired. You know what he did? He kicked them and knocked them off that beast and told them, why did thou persecute me? Brother Thompson, Reverend Henry, Brother
mm-hmm.
Willie Dawson, why
mm-hmm.
you persecute me?
Mm-hmm.
That's what he's saying now. And he put him in the life.
Yes,
my story now. He put him in the life for 3 days, right? Let him just side out on him. Because when God puts you in the life, there's no more money that you want to do anything different. Watch this here. Now, what happened to you is the same thing I said my life, my brother Paul. He had to go before Agrippa. And he asked Agrippa, he told Agrippa, I was doing it wrong. There, Jesus died and role, and he changed my life. And what Agrippa said, Brother Thompson, he said, you almost persuaded me, Brother Paul. See, you got these kind of people out there, Brother Thompson, that you're going to be telling them what God had done. They're going to still hold on to the F-bomb. They still going to hold on to the how you talking about putting this and doing this. They're going to still hold on to that. But you don't worry about that. You keep living holy. You keep speaking positive things and watch them make God take it back. That's what you got to do. God will take it back. We got to let let God do what he does. And I'm going to be quiet when I say this. Be quiet. One man plant the seed.
Yeah.
Don't never forget that.
Yeah.
Another man add the water. But God does the increase. And why would I say that? We want to increase. We want to increase, people. We can't increase, Brother Tom. I can't. I try to increase, Brother Wood, dog. He told me, let me do it my way, man. I said, shut up, baby. Let me do it his way. Keep praying for him.
What I want to say right quick, because we don't want to take over the whole show, is I don't know whether Brother Hood want to say anything, but I wouldn't mind if Reverend Henry do a short prayer for Brother Hood, and then we can get over Hood on out of him, because I know he got things to do and everything, so we don't want to hold him up too long. So, Reverend Henry, if you don't mind, could you do a short prayer for Brother Hood, if you don't mind?
Brother Hood, sure will. Praise the Lord. Sure will.
Hey,
oh,
Reverend.
Reverend. Mm-hmm.
He has, I know you heard, he might not say it, and I know he will say it, but he wants to let go of something, Reverend.
Mm-hmm.
He really, really want to let go of it, Reverend. And he want to still have fun, Reverend. He still want to raise and have fun. He can have fun and still do what he do without going anywhere the other way. Pray for that deliverance, man. Pray for that deliverance. God, move what's not of him in him, and let the increase of his spirit be more. Reverend.
Yeah. Praise the Lord. Yes, sir. Praise the Lord. That we go to God in prayer. Father God in heaven, Father, we come humbly before thee. First of all, Father God, thank you for this day, this moment, this hour that you've given us, Father, to sit down and reason with one another, Father. We ask, Father, for forgiveness of our sins, known and unknown, in the name of Jesus. Father God, lifting up, Brother Hurt, unto you, Father, you know his need, you know his heart desire. We ask you to look upon, hallelujah, his special need, his heart desire, oh, Father God, and the unction that he have to want to do thy will, Father God, increase, hallelujah, increase, Father God, that you have placed within his heart. We ask that you, Father God, nurture it, hallelujah. And if you nurture it, Father God, it will grow, Father, and the other things would have to cease, Father. In other words, we're asking that you speak, Father. We know that if you speak to the demons, they will die. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, we come humbly, Father, asking you, pleading you, Father, that you have your way, Father. Hallelujah, you know just what it takes. Hallelujah, we're asking you, Father, that you do it. In the name of Jesus, we're asking you, Father, that you do it, not only for him, but for all of us, Father God, that the thing that in us that yet needs growth, we ask that you give it. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, for your manifestation of your Holy Spirit. Thank you for the outpouring of wisdom that has happened. Even thank you, Father God, for repentance, for him to come and say, I'm sorry. Hallelujah. To repent lets us know, Father God, that you are yet working. Thank you, Father God, but bless us, we that are strong, to have, oh, Father God, our mercy. Hallelujah. For those that are weak, grace. To those that need grace and patience, hallelujah, that you may work with us as we try to work with our fellow brother or fellow sister. Thank you for your love, Father. We realize that agape love that we have hides a multitude of faults. And look beyond faults and we see what the need is. And what our need is more of you. Help us, Father God, in our way as we're trying to do the best that we can do, Father God. When we're weak,
and weary, lift us up, Father God, where we need strength. Give us strength, Father, that we may be a good vessel that you would be pleased with. Hallelujah. That the things that you have for purposes that you have for us, hallelujah, will not be hindered by the things we do. But as we edify you, as we give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, we just want to say thank you, Father, for this opportunity that you've given us that we may talk to you. Look upon each and every one of our special needs, Father God. You know each and every one, the unasked questions you can answer, Father God, and the things that we yet have need of, we ask that you fill those needs, Father God, even for those that are still trying to make Jesus their choice, Father God. Give us the things that we need that we can help our fellow brother. And in the name of Jesus, I want to tell you we love you. And we see victory, Lord. And we thank you for the victory. We see victory, oh, Lord. We thank you for it. We see, hallelujah, thank you for blessing us to see someone getting stronger, someone getting better. The fact, Father God, that you allowed us to ask. Hallelujah, we did not ask it. We didn't believe that you would do it, Father God. Hallelujah, thank you for the faith and increase our faith even more so, knowing that, hallelujah, if we but ask, hallelujah, hallelujah, we believe that you will, and we thank you, and we're rejoicing over victory. Thank you, Father God. We're going to thank you in advance for his strength. Thank you, Father God, for our strength. Thank you, Father God, for each and every one that is listening. Hallelujah. Thank you for answering and hearing prayer, Father God. Oh, I feel your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father God, for your manifestation. Thank you for the witness. Hallelujah. We just rejoice, Father God, when one returns back. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, and thank you for victory in the name of Jesus. We pray and we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hey, thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We pray and we give your name all the glory, all the honor. Oh, hallelujah, majesty unto your name, Lord. Thank you for your spirit. Thank you for this hour. Thank you for helping us, Father God. Help your people. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray and we thank you.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Good thing we didn't tell you to do it alone, bro.
Thank you. Yes.
God bless you, man.
This ain't my program, brother. I think I have some other business you got to do. If you got something you want to say, don't start it in because something you don't have it. You got to think
about
something.
I'm on the job site,
and I just got my other phone, work phones ringing. But I do want to say I really, really, I received that message that and the prayers.
Jesus.
I really do appreciate you guys. I'm looking forward to fellowshipping with you guys a lot more. And I thank God for you guys and for you and y'all health and y'all's family. And I'll be praying for y'all. Y'all continue to pray for me. And like
thank
I say,
you,
just I thank all you guys. Really, I do.
Mm-hmm. Praise God.
Yeah. All right, appreciate it, brother.
All right, man.
You bless.
All right.
Brother Willie?
Brother
Willie?
Yes, sir.
No, you ain't finna go like that.
No, we ain't gonna close up.
No, you ain't finna close up like that. Hey, Brother Willie? Hey, Brother Willie, won't God do it? Will he do it?
I told y'all, I'll be working too.
God did it. God did it through you, brother. I know how he does it because they'll change. You love that brother too, man. And you know right from wrong too. You know what I'm talking about?
I wish, but Reverend Eric, as good as he, and well as he spoke today, I wish Reverend Henry could have heard the transformation just from last night.
No. He's everybody is. he got enough glimpse. He needed that. Was for him. That was for him.
Ooh.
It wasn't. That was, see, I'm learning something, Brother Willie. I'm learning this here. See, every ministry is not for everybody.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about? That ministry you got is for certain people, man. I'm serious. It is. Everybody can't go to that ministry, man. You know what I'm saying? Look what's coming out that ministry. Look what's coming out your ministry, man. He said that he saw you when you wasn't doing what you're doing now, Brother Willie. He didn't tell us about that. You know what I'm talking about? You know, and now you can't, you know, prepper that you do be on all the time, but now you more closer to the Lord. You know what I'm talking about? I don't care what people think, you know what I'm talking about, how you may fire the mile sometimes, but I know you got a love for God and God's people. That's why he did what he did, because you brought him back in here. And he has a God conscience. I knew it, man. I knew what he was saying and what he was doing. He just need direction, man. And he's running from something, just like he said. He's running from something, but
you got a point there,
man.
You got a point. In his group, he's the alpha male. He's everything. So he really, like I said, don't have nobody in his group really to give no direction. Me?
There
I first
go.
Met him. I stepped in and gave him some direction, whether he wanted to hear it or not. See, he don't get that from his group because he is technically the alpha male. Don't nobody question him what he do or what he said, nothing. So he'll never get that direction. So you always got to have somebody to give somebody some direction.
Yeah, but then that's why I said that's where you step in and you did. That was beautiful, man. I don't know how he got in, how you got to go went together. I'm glad he did this so we got off this ministry because we was talking and he came in. Because, see, the devil wants to discredit that young man. He wants to make him look bad. You know what I'm talking about? He do. But that brother is showing us that he do have God in him, Reverend. I don't care what nobody says. He has him in there. He's the only different he is than us. He like Brother Willis said, he's an alpha male, not just in his community, even in the race game. You know what I'm talking about? Even the race game.
You know, Reverend Brian and Reverend Henry, what y'all say is, see, y'all realize y'all see a lot of things. Some people take none of it. Some people take all of it. Some people take different pieces when they want to. Y'all said he might not receive certain things from certain people. I called him this morning and told him, he didn't know who you was last night, Brother Eric. I told him, I said, that was a real pastor, a real preacher that was wanted to pray with you. He said, oh, okay. I said, now you need to come over here and kind of thank them brothers and halfway apologize because you were throwing out some bombs to like you was in church. Now, you didn't supposed to cuss in church if you're going to cuss. Please don't do it in church. So he said, okay, get me on here. I got him on here, and you see the transformation now, Reverend Brian. You see the transformation?
Man, that was it. That was it, man.
But who else would have went and told him that? Everybody else, listen, whatever you do is okay. Whatever you do is okay.
But that's why you in the position you are in. Oh, watch this. He on here listening to Brother D. Brother D can be real ignorant sometimes. And real not, he used to be like he was. He much better now. You're the only one that really we can probably approach him to tell him to come back because you sent him to school one time, literally. So
I still got his seat in the school like I'm even now being I have to hey Brother D, hey, I need my money back for that ain't a management class there. But I get it. He helps me. He helps me help everybody else, though. I'm going to be honest with you.
That's why I was saying what I was saying, that you have a voice, man. I told you a long time ago, man. You just like Herb. Y'all got a voice, man, in that community. If them people see you guys change, you're going to move some people your way, man. You think you holler grudge? You know how you be hollering grudge, rage.
You think that same...
And change that into Jesus is here, Jesus in the present, you're going to be surprised who's going to come this way. Yeah, you're going to move some away. You know, some going to move away, some going to leave. But I guarantee you got more coming their way than you have one leaving. You know why? Because God gave you that platform. Now he's giving you opportunity. Brother D, Sister Mary, they always tell you, thank you, man. Thank you for this platform. You know why? Because not just because they can exercise their gift, because they know that the harvest is plenty. The harvest is plenty. And you allow that, your heart to open up your platform. Bad, you want to go a little longer sometimes, a little shorter sometimes, but what you know when the Spirit, look at me, I'm at work still. Yesterday, I had to get all the way out, man. Yesterday. But you know what I'm talking about. When you love God, man, you rebel. You do some things. Did you think you wouldn't want to oppose to do? That's why that brother, I knew last night when I text you, I said, he's all right, Brother Willie, the seed. And then he was talking. He was just doing because he's trying to fit in. He don't fit in. He needs to know he don't have to do that. You need to tell him, man. I'm going to tell him now since you let me talk to him. He don't have to do it. He don't have to do that to fit in with them guys, man. Just let that trans break go. Let the parachute hit him in his face, pat the gas, and still have fun, ooh, man. Ain't got a custom now time. Now time. That brother's rolled too, boy. That brother was driving down there. I got to give it to him. He had a lot of fun.
He like his name is Maurice Thompson. His name is Maurice Thompson, but you know, just calling him Herb, everybody know him as Herb. So we'll call him Herb because that's what people can relate to him. They can relate to him. Yeah. Maurice Thompson, they don't even know who Maurice Thompson is. But I don't.
But you know, I'm gonna do this here because of the strength. I got a nickname too. You know what I'm talking about? But since I've been really changed. You know what I'm talking about? Now, I had somebody told me one day, Rev was with me. He said, I'm going to always call you your nickname. I ain't going to never stop it. But that's just how some people hear. But I do have that. But since I changed my whole lifestyle, I don't even carry that lifestyle no more. You know what I'm talking about? So now it is Eric or Reverend Brian or Eric or Brother Brian. You know what I'm talking about? I'm cool with that. Even if they do call me the street name, you know what I'm talking about? I'm still cool. You know what? Because I know what's inside of me. I know I'm confident what's in me, you know what I'm talking about? And that brother there, I commend that brother. We're gonna be praying with that brother, Reverend. We got to pray with him because he got a platform, and Brother Willardog got one for him, too. I can't wait to see him get out there and give a word. There's going to be some people ain't going to want to hear him because he did what he did last night, or still probably do if they catch him the wrong way. But I pray for he never go back that route. Yeah, because he think, you hear what he said, Rev. He said he think he has to do that.
Yeah.
He don't.
Yeah.
He don't have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
He don't. He got a mouthpiece. He always been long winded. You know, y'all talking about me. He long winded.
Hold up now. He's long winded. Reverend Henry long winded. Sister Mary long winded. Brother D. H. long. Y'all all long winded. Y'all worse than Big Ernie.
What about you?
Y'all were. I'm long-winded, though. But, you know, I have to sit there. What I do, though, I set the platform and shut up, though. I try to set the platform, and then I shut up.
I think I shut up on your platform. I don't say too much on that platform. Mm-hmm. They cussed me out last night.
No, they didn't. They didn't understand the morning.
Shut up. You're drinking and drinking. I know they did. I know you told them, though. He was witnessing. I understand. And I went on mute because that man said something, man. And I agree when someone says something about God. And everybody tactic and every role is different, man. Everybody tactics and roles is different. Jonah had a different role. Paul had a different role. Peter had a different role. Reverend Henry got a different role. Eric got a different role. Tim, everybody got a different role. We just need to stay in our lane and make sure we don't want to go.
Like you said, they didn't understand that you were just amen in them and commending them. They didn't understand that in that segment, in that scenario. That's what I'll be trying to tell you on them blog talk shows, unless they know what's going on. It's the wrong area to be doing.
Truth of the matter is that he did understand. He was just ignorant last night. That was chemo.
No, that was somebody else saying it. Oh, that was chemo?
Yes, it was. Hold on. Let me finish. That was chemo saying it. And chemo know better. Chemo just chose to be ignorant because he thought it was funny. And that's why I told you, I said, that's a mic that should be muted. Because I knew what the situation was. Anyone in the spiritual realm knew what was happening. But chemo is a Jehovah Witness. That's one. But whether it be a Jehovah Witness or not, he knew what was going on. He just thought it was an opportunity to be funny with the guys. That's just it. And I have other things I'll say later, but that's all I'm going to say to that.
Brother, did you hear the brother though? The brother came back with a positive thing this while ago. You hear that? Brother Hurd. You know, that's good, man. That was pretty good. I hope you come out more, man. especially on the evening, in the evening, you know. A bit of, you know, because he don't owe nobody nothing, man. But I do know he needs to, if we could, keep him prayed up so he won't slip like that, you know, in that kind of realm, you know. You know, it's for brothers like us to strengthen them, to help people. What the old Roman said over there, Reverend Henry? Because we ain't read one scripture, Brother Tim. I know you own. What the Roman say over there? Is it Roman 15? Roman 15 over there?
Yes, sir.
What is it over there?
Sir.
What is it? When then they are strong, ought to bear the infirmities of the weak, and not to please ourselves. See, let everyone of us please his neighbor, for it is good to edification. He says, for even Christ pleased not himself, but it is written that we reproach of them that reproach thee fail on me. That's what we have with that brother, man. I don't believe he's dead. I don't believe he's weak. I just believe he's just trying to get in where he don't have to get in. He don't have to get in that, man. He don't never have to get in that. I might be wrong, though. That's just what I believe, though. You know, he don't have to stoop down there. He don't. You know. Yes, sir. Brother Tim, you open, Brother Tim.
Yeah, well, thank you so much. I didn't open my mouth. Did I open my mic? Yeah, I did. Sorry. I was just wondering, because I'm sitting here right now with my Bible looking through, and I wanted to see if there is, as we were saying, when God changes people and people ask God to come into their life, we are not all transformed in an instant and we're all perfect. I don't know. I'm trying to see that, because I'm just saying, if you, one person, and we know that Isaiah had a mouth. We had unclean lips. I know that Jeremiah was a weeping prophet. I know that, you know, different things happen in a lot of the members' lives. And I'm just thinking, I'm trying to figure out that, you know, a lot of times when, and I'll be honest, when I was transformed, instantly, I didn't have to drink anymore. I used to drink like a fish, and it didn't bother me anymore. And then other things like the cussing and things like that, it just minimized so much to the point that it's not part of me like that. Now, have I did it? Yeah, I'm honest with anybody. But the point is, my temper, it didn't go away right away. So, in other words, I'm saying everybody's not transformed perfectly. Something.
All right now.
You have to go through it, and Paul was talking about that. You know that you have to be transformed, and you know, don't be part of the world anymore. But in order to do
come on
that,
now.
You have to walk, man. We that's why they call us babes in Christ. We learn
that's
to
it.
Walk this walk. When you see how the Bible transforms, and I'm not trying to take over, you go through all the introduction of who Christ is, and then Romans saying that all the filthiest sin that you can commit is in the beginning. Then all of a sudden you get to Romans 10:9-10. All of a sudden now the Bible teaches you how to live as a Christian. That's the antidote for that sin and that foolishness. But it also tells you, no, every man fell short. All of us have these problems. So all I was trying to look up to see, does everybody get transformed the same way? I don't think so.
Nope.
Does everybody have the same gift? I don't think so.
Nope.
So I'm just saying, it takes some boldness. I don't know about everybody. I can't say what that man is saved or not saved. I'm not into that. I'm just saying it takes some boldness and some courageousness to say, you know, God and Jesus and
come on now.
You know, I've seen people that won't even say that name, you know, but
come on now.
I was sitting ready. When you said Romans, I went right to it because I was already in Romans. I was in Romans 12, and you got to be transformed, you know. And you cannot continue to do that. But do I go on sinning? No, God forbid.
No.
It's a lot in there, and I'm not judging anyone.
What's that statement you always use? What's that statement, y'all? Don't let the word infiltrate. How you put it?
You welcome the world into the church, but we don't let the world infiltrate the church.
There you go. There you go. There you go.
I don't know. I just, you know, and even if whatever it is, I wish him well. I want him to be what you guys were saying. He's a valuable asset to the kingdom if he continues to go the route he's going, because he's getting stronger and stronger, and people will see it.
He cried out for something while ago. You kind of came on a little bit later. I don't know if you were listening. Mm-hmm. I don't know where you were there, but he cried out for help, though. He did. He's around people, like Brother Willie just said, don't challenge him. You know what I'm talking
about? Right.
And he need people to, not just like physical challenge, I'm talking about spiritual challenging. You know what I'm talking about? Especially if he's receiving a calling. You know, he did say he's wrestling with that calling. You know what I'm talking about? And he said he has the demons running around him sometimes. So that's why he said he does what he does, and he wants to fit in. And he said that's how he talked to them guys. He feels like that's why he had to get back in and do the things he had to say. But I want to tell him, and I know you'll tell him too, you don't. You don't have to fit in with that and still have fun. You can still have fun without doing all of that, man. You can still have fun, Brother Tim, you know. You don't have to cuss. You don't have to fight. He had fun this weekend. God elevated him with the fun. You know what I'm talking about? And he said it right. He knew he was going to win because God showed him that. The man said every time he went down the track, he prayed. God help him. I heard his testimony. I know the man just needs a little guidance. You know what I'm talking about? Needs some guidance. He went to the church, and the church was just almost like what he was dealing with at the race game. So it discouraged him. So he left after church.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about? So that's why we got to come in and let him know the church is a building. Oh, hear me, Holy Spirit. Now, I know some churches are really, really, really trying to live for the Lord, but some churches, they're just because it's the what do you call it? The formality of it. They got the what? They only going to go farther as the pastor. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. They're only going to go farther as the pastors go. And the pastor has to lead with conviction and mercy. If he's not leading with conviction and mercy, the member's not going to have it. That's what discouraged him. Now, then he came out, he said, well, man, I'm going to get back in this. I want to get in this. And then he found out he had to do certain things. He really don't. He just need to be sold, man. That's all. That's what we come in as brothers. That's what we got to come in and tell that brother, no, brother, you don't have to do that. Yeah, you can still let go of that tram brake. You can hit that parachute. You can pat the gas on. You know, and have fun. You ain't got to cuss them down time. Yes, sir.
And you know what I was going to say this, Brother Eric, and I know it to be a true thing. You may have asked God to come into your life, and we see that he's there, and it's a big change in your life. The Bible tells you don't let a new convert be a deacon and everything right off the bat, because you get arrogant. And what I'm saying is, we had a man at our church, he came in, and he said that he wanted to be a deacon and all that, and the pastor said, okay, well, we're glad that you had that calling and blah, 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 but I want you to go through this, this, and this. He said, no, I ain't got time for that. He just jumped up and went to another church. They made him a deacon the next day he was there. You see what I'm saying? So those kind of things, a lot of times people will say, that's my calling, but yeah, it might, but you have to be trained. Everybody's babes in Christ. You have to grow. You said, look at Brother Willie growing. Look how you told me many times I had to grow, and I'm still growing in it, and I don't have no shame in my game to say that. Don't kill your witness, but I do sometimes because I get caught off guard so many times. But every time I turn around, God restores me to keep me doing what I'm doing, because you being through the towel here, man. I'm sick of this. I can't make it. Every time I turn around, I'm getting punched in the mouth over here. And I don't want to sit in my house as a hermit. I don't want to never go to the football game. I don't have to get drunk and cuss everybody out at the football stadium. I can't have a boat or something. I can't go out and fish and have fun because somebody, you know, think that that's ungodly and things of that nature. And that's why I say it all the time. God don't mind you having things. Abraham was rich. David was rich. All of them had. He said, but I don't want the things to have you. I'm your God, and I'm number one, you know, and that's why he lets us know you know, that we yes, you know, we're supposed to serve him and him only first, you know, and all, and all the other things that you want to be added unto you, you know. So I was just wondering, I said, is there a something in the Bible that lets you know? But that's one thing, that you don't jump in it head first and think you go right to the top. Okay, I just got saved yesterday. I'm a pastor. You can't do that. It ain't going to work like that. It ain't going to, you're not going to be a minister. It ain't going to work like that. You got to walk this walk. You got to grow. You got to take your babies. God will give you the elevation. And like you said, some water, some plant, but God's going to give the increase. And you got to give him time to develop you. He will.
You'll get
And then
another thing, brother, that,
man.
Another thing, Brother Reverend Henry can tell you, though, another thing that we say at our church, right, that we say that when they join, we say that you can do, but as you learn, you can do more. You know what I'm talking about? You have the same right to everybody in the church, but we're not going to put you in no teaching role. We're not going to put you in no pulpit, you know, and have you be over people. Because you got to be taught, you know what I'm talking about? You got to be, you know, and that is a call.
Before
watch this
teach,
here. Watch this
you
here.
Have to be taught.
Watch this here. Then the Bible says you don't put a novice in a position like that. The Bible says that. Don't put a novice in a position like that. Because all you're doing, you're going to make him fail. I'm not going to say that brothers, I'm not going to say the brothers are novice and all this. I mean, only him and God got that. See, I don't deal with people calling like that. You know, I used to when I didn't have no sense. I don't deal with people calling like that. Because if they say they've been called, who do I say they ain't called? You know, that's going to be between them and God. You know what I'm talking about? They got to deal with that. But then what I'm saying is we, if he said he is, we should support him in prayer. We support him, encourage him. And then also, I look like he would take correction if we come to him, right? And then eventually as he grows, he going to come back. He not going to also come back and apologize to you and I, Brother Tim, Reverend Henry. He going to apologize to the whole people he did that other night. You know what I'm talking about? So we have to let that grow. He might do it tonight. You never know. But because that's how people are. I told them that story about Agrippa. They just stayed with me. Paul was a bad man. Y'all know Paul. I ain't got to redo the whole thing. Paul went for Agrippa. They tried to tell Agrippa he was converted. He had changed. And he seen it different. And what did Agrippa say? You almost persuaded me. He told Bernice. He said, man, as they walked away, and down deep inside, he said, boy, God, I have to give this brother. You know what I'm talking about? Because it's a difference about it. Once you've been truly converted, once you've been, and see, he had a ministry, and we know, two-thirds of the third New Testament. He had a ministry different than what he had ever thought of. And he used them. He said it. God, most of every 100% of people I use was convicted of something, doing something wrong. And he used them in the service. He didn't go. He couldn't want you to go to the see. He mean the first such and see the lawyers. He could have went all over there, but he didn't. He went and got sent up. And changed him and made him do his will. All of them over here. It was so bad, Brother Tim. I don't know what just did. It was so bad. They healed the young man. I got to go back there. They healed. They reached out and told him to get up and walk. The man in front of the gate of beautiful, and he got up and leaped up, Doc, and ran in the church hollering. And they looked at him, and they said, now, what's this, now? They said, now, these guys are online. He said, but they must have been walking with Jesus. Come on, man. Come on, man. You know what I'm saying? So I know
there's a
God
purpose.
Can do something. We just got to get out of the way.
There's a purpose why he used the field. There's a purpose why he used the field. You know, even making a curl. A lot of people's played this $2 billion lottery, and the lottery people say they want you to come on TV and be seen, and the purpose for it is that they want to show the world that this is not just for the wealthy; even a common poor man can win. This is why God used the field. God used a filter because, see, if you was always the king, that the only one could be saved, or the queen, or you was on top of the world, if those only one he used, then guys like myself would never feel that we had no salvation coming our way, because we had nothing. So he used the nothing to show that if I can use the nobodies, and I don't like to use that word if, but it just makes it sound better. It says, I save them, what would I do for you? See, if I could reach and get Brother D, I know he was a drug dealer. Brother D was out there toting that pistol every day. You know, he wouldn't take his garbage out without putting all 357 cousins in his pocket. But if I could change him, and I did it, what would I do for you? This is why God used the field. But Brad, you say it all the time. I try not to say certain things sometimes because I hear you say all the time, all I know is scripture. And I say it many times. I'm not gifted. Every man has a gift. It's the cultivating of the gift and where your gift lies. When members came into our church, as Bishop would welcome them in, Bishop always said, you come two ways, through Christian experience, candidate of baptism. You know, this is how you came. And the word says, I'll wash you white. And so that's stuck on me. I can't get rid of that right now. He'll wash you. God will. God not going to send an unprepared man to preach his word.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
He just not going to
tear you up.
He not going to do it. Brother D, shut up.
Well, you correct, you know, because you correct though.
Because I'm trying not to tell myself to be quiet.
The disciples, right? Before they was apostles, they were the disciples. So they were taught.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So they was taught, mm-hmm. and they witnessing the deliverance. They witnessing the healing. They witnessing someone come from the dead. They witnessing walking with him. So before he sent them as apostles, they were disciples. So they were getting taught. He's not gonna sit them out there to fail, because that's what I believe. I believe right now, even in our best, right? Sometimes we don't think it right, right? And God will give you something to say right, Brother D. Brother Tim, even in your discords, you could be in the middle of your discord, and God said, let me go here. He'll have you go into a whole other chapter of the book, Reverend Henry.
Singing
your song, and he'll stop you and say, I got a word I want to testify in the middle of your song. That's the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
If we have the Holy Ghost in us, I don't care who stand before you. If the Holy Ghost in you, it's gonna present them what God equipped you with, and that's him. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. How you hear what I said? Him.
Exactly.
Oh,
exactly.
Help me, Holy Spirit.
See, when God said, let your light shine, when he said, let your light shine, that man see your good work.
All right.
But he didn't tell him to glorify you. He didn't tell him to glorify you.
That's it.
That man will see your good work, but I get the glory.
When we
fighting for the glory of ourselves, that's just not scriptural.
No, sir.
It's just not.
No, sir. I left out the building. I'm walking and talking, y'all. I'm just walking and talking, man. You know, I feel pretty good about it. I want to feel something. We just witnessing the spiritual level. It's there. You know what I'm talking about? In our discourse, it has to be with mercy, Reverend Henry. It has to be a way that we can encourage people, even when they're imperfected in the things, that we can tell them, we got you, brother. We with you. We with you, sister. We with you. You know what I'm talking about? And we ain't gonna say amen to no foolish. You know what I'm talking about? But we're gonna let them know that maybe you might say a word. Yeah, Romans, we might just throw something out there. You know what I'm talking about? To get them back on track. You know what I'm talking about? Y'all feel what I'm saying? And that's what the fight is, man. We should help one another. I know where the world won't see Brother D fail. Ain't no way where I won't see Brother Tim fail, Reverend Henry fail. Should be the same way y'all should want. If you see me, y'all should, man, consider this here. You know, and I've been in long enough to know to receive it, man. But some people, you got to go a little different with it. You know?
And Brother Eric, while you doing that, what about Galatians 6? He said, you who are spiritual.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
I thought you would go ahead and finish
it.
That if you
that's
find
it.
Your brother in the fall, we find our brothers and find all
yes,
of us are doing
yes.
it. And we have to
yes,
do
restore them.
If
yes.
we are spiritual, you have to restore them gently. You got to restore them gently.
Yes.
You can't come at them
and
so
the
hard and run them away. You tear
yes,
them down. The world does that. It tears them down automatically. You've got to...
Easy.
But watch it. The world will protect its own. You know, if you're a drug dealer, they're going to come get you out of jail. If you're a gang member, I'm going to come fight with you. You my brother. I'm going to stick with you to life. Death don't make a difference. I'm with you all the way to the end, you know. And so we have to – and I was looking at this verse, and I read it in another way. It says right here.
Come on with it.
You know, when we talk about don't be conformed to this world anymore, you know, don't copy the behavior and the customs of this world. But
come
let God transform you into a new person by changing
That's
the
it.
Way you think. You got to change
That's
your thinking,
it.
Man. You got to change your heart. Because guess what? And it may not happen overnight. It may not happen with a twinkling of an eye. It may not be a bolt of lightning that come out of heaven and now you a perfect person walking 3 feet off
come
the
on.
Ground because you got a halo over your head. It don't work like
come
that.
Come on, man.
It takes time, man, for you to grow. It takes time for you to do these things. Sometimes it don't, and sometimes, you know, God, wait a minute. Even Paul said, man, I asked God 3 times to take this away from me. My grace is sufficient for you. Don't worry about it. I got you. Because if I did, you get bold. You might get to boasting. You may get confident. You are more than what you are.
And the Lord let him fight with that, bro, Tim, because it was a growth mechanism there for him. That was planted for him. He had to go through that. The Lord wouldn't remove it because of that reason. I say this. Yeah, you're right, bro, Tim. I agree with you when you say it's a growth process, and it is. But when you come, and I don't know the one way to do it. I don't know the word. I just study the word. I'm 63, and I've been doing this since I was about 13, 14 years old. So I've been at it a minute. And my Bible and my teaching always have taught me. My pastor, Bishop Burgess, always taught me. He said, "Bro Carl," he said, "when you speak the truth, so you're not judging, you're speaking the truth." He says, "The 66 bag of what you say, then it falls,
okay.
It falls." When you come to the Lord and you sincere about your coming, you leave a new person. You don't leave the same.
Uh-oh.
You are instantly changed. Now, your growth starts from there. That's where your growth starts. But you instantly change when you come to the Lord, if you sincere. You don't come to God and then start changing the week after that or the week after that. Monty sing a song. I love to hear him sing a song that says, my God, he works that way. He said, you look to the east and he's coming from the west. See, God just don't work that way. He just don't. God
hey,
is it right
D.
now, God. Come on,
hey, Brother D. Now, make it more plainer to me, right? Make it because I make sure I'm understanding you, right? When you receive the Lord, and receiving the Lord, I think it's perception. I might be wrong that I'm using that word. Perception. Is that a good way to what I'm trying to say right now?
Yeah,
because my
that's
perception
right. Yeah, right.
of what you just said. Mm-hmm. Now I'm not speaking. I'm just speaking for a few people. Maybe myself. I don't, nobody. You know what I'm talking about? My perception. You said, can you repeat that one more time? Explain it to me again, please.
Yeah, I said, God is a right now God.
God don't have to. God don't have to ask man. God doesn't make no deals with man. God just do. And we know that because he said, let that be, and it was. So we have history to back up in saying
that
God is truly a right now God. And I said, when you come to God, come on.
Is a right now God the same as an on time God? Is that the same?
He's never late. He's only what. See, here's something we got to understand about God. God, and I love this. I hear the preacher do this sometimes. I love this. He says he can be in Georgia, Texas, Detroit, and Chicago, and he never leaves his throne, but yet he in the same place at the same time.
He's ever present.
He can work five different miracles at the same time. See, if I take a test, I got to finish one test and then go to another. But God don't even take tests. He just do. Because he said, I do again. He said, let that. He spoke things into existence and said, let there be.
The Bible says,
when he kneeled down and formed man, he didn't say, I'm going to blow some air into him. He said, I'm going to blow the breath of life into him. And he said, man became a living soul. So God don't need man. Man needs God, and God don't speak against God. God just do. So when you come into God, and you come, like I told you about my book of John, I love that scripture. He said, now we know a sinner he here now. See, the Bible says we all are sinners saved by grace. We know that. But if you are a practicing sinner, God not hearing your prayer.
Yeah.
I don't care what man tells you. God is not hearing your prayer if you are a practicing sinner. But if you are a sinner saved, come on, brother, release it. If you are a sinner that don't want to sin no more, and you come to God with a sincere heart, then that's a sinner he hears. Because at that moment, you're not a sinner. You're not a sinner at that moment. So when you come into God, and you come sincere, then God don't have to wait to do you. God, the wait on God is to progress you, because he do right now.
It's like getting the ball on the football field at the
1 yard line. But you travel 99 yards. You might throw a 99-yard pass. You might get two or three first downs in between. See, you progressing down the field. But you started off with the ball. See, God didn't wait to give you the ball. He gave you the ball. God don't wait. God don't have to wait. Because he's a right
now. Now, watch this, Brother D. Now, I want to tap just a little bit in there.
And you got to come in at the door.
Watch this, Brother D. I want to tell you a little bit about God can be anywhere at the same time. I want to tell you know why? To me, I believe because when Jesus said he has to go, he has to go.
If he didn't go, we couldn't receive, could he?
And he said, I'm going to leave the Holy Ghost in you, and that's what we call the comforter, right? So I believe if Jesus, if you there, Brother D, Tim, you, brother, and you in Detroit, the Holy Ghost is with you. That means God is there. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. That means he's there.
Well,
he can
well, Brad, what is that? He said, what, two or three are stumbling in my name? He said, I'll be in the midst. In the name of Jesus.
Watch this on time. See, God's time is different from our time. Totally different from our time. I mean, if you listen to God and you listen to his word, Brother D, I don't know the Bible. He said, a day is like 1,000 years to who?
1,000 years.
To God. One day.
So now I start
putting numbers to God. I start, because even when the other people talking about it's just going to be 12, what they say 144,000 going. And then I keep reading because I thought what they just read is, and I keep on reading.
Those
he said,
ones
are
already there.
You can't even count.
I saw a number no man. No man
no
can
man
number.
Can. So that's why I said it's study to show yourself approved. Not to make you wise and smart in front of everybody, but rightly divide the word in truth. You know what I'm talking about? And that's what we're trying to do. That's what we're trying to do, divided in truth. So man won't error, you know what I'm talking about? And I know what y'all saying, back up a little bit, perception. You know what I'm talking about? That's a word, if y'all can help me with it. I'm listening to a brother Tim. I'm gonna use him as an example. He don't care if I beat him up. Reverend Henry, I think he's still there. He don't care if I beat him up a little bit. He probably going to speak later on, right? One of y'all going to probably speak later on. Whoever going to speak and conveying something. You got people perceive things different if you don't, what we call, bring it down. Bring it down. Elementary and so plain that the simple cannot err in it. Don't worry about the ones who can know this, can turn to the scripture before you get there. Don't worry about them. You worry about the ones who came, don't know what Genesis is. You know what I'm talking about? Don't know what Revelation is. That's what we're worrying about. You know,
you tell the truth about that because you can tell me something, brother, and I don't know what you be talking about. Then I got to call Brother D and tell him to give it to me the gangster way so I can understand what you were talking about. He broke it down for me.
Well, look what the word said. The word said when he spoke to the farmer, he spoke about planting seeds, growing cotton.
That's it.
When
he spoke to the
housemaid, he spoke about cleaning. He said he spoke about cleaning. See, he spoke in terms that they could understand. And the thing with that is that he spoke in terms they could understand, but their understanding was what? Of the word. He didn't get it away from the word. I had a preacher I used to study with, and I stopped studying with him for that very cause. Dog, he told me you cannot take a kernel meaning and a kernel saying and get a word, what he was saying was you couldn't take the world and explain the Bible.
Yes, you can. No, I don't do that, Rip.
I did. I asked him was he a fool. Exactly what I asked him. See, the Bible tells us those that use the word fool, he said you in danger of hellfire. But what did Jesus say? What did Jesus say? He said thou fool. If I had been standing right there, I believe my man had ran back and crossed his hand across the big old belt. He said, I have so much. He said, my body. In fact, if you read the scripture and break the scripture down, you see his new barn was overflowing before it was even built. His old barn had so much. It overflowed. He had so much. He said, I have so much. I eat, drink, and be merry. And Jesus said something to him, didn't he?
I'm just going to sit here.
Not tomorrow. Not tonight. Not later. He said, but this night.
That's
food.
Yes,
and you don't have to worry about it so much when when you talk about it, Peter was walking with Jesus, loved Jesus, even to the point they pulled out his knife and tried to cut Malchus' head off, but he ended up put that sword up. Then he said, I don't know Jesus.
Man, live.
I don't know that man.
He did that?
Didn't I just tell you I don't know that man? Leave me alone.
Did he
cut
him out, too, didn't
he? Doggone rooster crow. And then he realized what Jesus had told him. So then he said, he said, Peter, do you love me? You know I love you. Feed my lambs, Peter. I messed up, though, Lord. Hey, Peter, do you love me? Yes, Lord, I know it. He said then.
Wow.
Feed my lambs, Peter. He said, Lord, I'm a man that just denied you and don't know nothing about you. He said, Peter, do you love me? You know all things,
come on,
Lord.
Man.
You know I love you. Feed my sheep, Peter. Feed them.
That
so
is,
guess
right?
what? You can mess up. You can do some things that don't really seem to coincide with what other people think.
Come on,
but guess what? God said he got a meaning, he got a purpose for you in your life, that you sit and you breathe his life, his breath, and your heart beats involuntarily. And he says, I got a reason why you are still here. I got a reason why you are still here on this earth. I got a job for you to do if you're willing to do it. Lord, you know I love you. Then feed my sheep, Eric. Feed my sheep, Brother D.
Yeah.
Feed my sheep, Brother Eric. Feed my sheep, dog. Dog, you gotta feed him. Reverend Henry, feed my sheep, man. Oh,
all of that stuff you're talking about. And I know that there's swarms of people are going to lie on you and mistreat you.
Yeah.
Feed my sheep, man. Feed my sheep.
Yeah, man.
That's what you got to do, man. And you got to change the way you're thinking. You got to be, you can't be conformed to this earth. You got to be conformed to me. You got to put your heart in my hand. I know that there's problems. I know you got these things. But Lord, take it away from me. He said, no, I can't take it away from you. Because I know you'll get cocky. I know you'll get bold and think you're a big time preacher and all that. No, I think you're a deacon. You walked in the door. Now you, no. He said, but my grace is sufficient for you. You're going to suffer with this for a little while because you're human. And I know I got your attention. I know that you're looking to me to get to ease the pain and ease the situation. But guess what? My grace is sufficient for you. That's what you got to worry about, son. Don't worry
now,
about
can I reel something in there? Can I reel something in there? I like that. Can I reel something in there? When you say that, right, and I perceive, I know what you're saying. Brother Wittedow, he was concerned about something, right, by our brother, right? And he wasn't the only one. He got thousands of texts. Maybe you guys got thousands of texts what the brother had said. But when you are spiritual understanding God, you can see things spiritually what people can't see because they get trapped up with certain things. You know what I'm talking about? You see, you can look at, I see Reverend Henry. I don't care what he do. I see preaching all over him. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if he fell out and bust his head, but I still say he is a preacher because I know him. He can't hide it. You know what I'm talking about? He can't hide it. I hear you conveying right now. I see you can't hide what's in your heart, right? So what I'm saying now that we got a brother, need us. Y'all don't mind. Y'all hear me? I'm sorry, y'all, but can y'all hear me? We got a brother that needs us. He needs us, man. He needs us in that what the lifestyle he's going to go into this thing now. He's going to win some. He's going to lose some. But the ones he lose, eventually they're going to come to him, right? Because his nature has changed, and they're going to want to know how did he change. You know what I'm talking about? And it's going to be because of the prayer of the righteous availeth much to move some people mind, move some people hard to receive that brother. That brother got a mouthpiece, can change some people mind and heart because he's already what y'all call alpha. You know what I'm talking about? He already that. He already, when he come back on the scene, I saw one of them live feeds, man, after they won that race, man, and they did what they did. Everybody controversy on that too. But I saw him going down there. Hey, man. Just saying that there, he opened the door to something. Only thing would mess up a handful, right, because he came in wrong with it. But he can reverse that with repentance. He can reverse that with repentance because I believe repentance. Don't y'all believe repentance? Brother, do y'all believe in repentance? He can repent.
Oh, yeah.
On that broadcast, I hope Brother Willie get him back on there like he did today. He can repent for that, because maybe he might have scared somebody, turned somebody the wrong way, but that's why I don't go to church. You know what I'm talking about? Right there. Look at him.
There ain't no different than us.
I heard him come on here one day. He had 3 years ago say he's going to be a minister. Now look at him now. Everything come out, not everything, but the truth that come out of his mouth is this, and that. But we know deep down, I'm just going to believe this, because we just heard it, Brother Tim, that the brother came back and repented to us. You know what I'm talking about? And I believe he could reach just like Brother Wittedow. He messed me up. I said, Brother Wittedow, y'all cuss so much, man, and y'all do this here and do that. Eventually, he started doing a little better, right? But he told me maybe that's how God wanted to do it. Maybe I said, okay, let me move out the way. But I kept praying, though. But now, what Brother Wittedow do? Man, I don't want to cuss right now. I'm trying not to cuss now. Y'all trying to pull me. And he does a good job in not doing it, but he does a good job. And he can do it. You know what I'm saying? So we just still praying for our brother. That's all we got to do with Brother Hurd. We got to pray for him, man. Brother Wittedow, Brother D, I told Brother D this a long time ago. I told Brother D, that's right now, but you can make him take it back. Reverend Henry, you can make them people take it back, not physically, but living right before them, and they'll come back and say, man,
I want you to pray for me, Brother D. I heard people told Brother they didn't want Brother D to pray for him. Then I heard recently they want him to pray for him. I know God can change some things.
Let me tell you something, my brother. Let me tell you something. You know why Brother D caught the slack that he caught? Well, see, I've been on this balance for a long time. Let me tell you why Brother D caught the slack that he caught. Because, see, Brother D don't take wooden nickels for dimes. So when I wouldn't take their wooden nickels, they didn't like that. And then the little incident that I had at the track, they all, mainly the South, you know, they just built their wall against me. And that's why Brother D had to go through what he went through with. But, see, I don't serve God for them. I don't serve God for no man but myself. I got to, Bro Tim said all the time, I got a hard enough time trying to make it in myself than to be worried about another man making it in. I pray for him to get in. That's my prayer is that we all, the Bible says, he would rather have that none of us be lost. You know,
I got to say something.
He knows something
that
gonna make it in.
Back up. Now you said something. It's what a calling is, right? See, a calling is. Now this is me now. A calling would never, ever, ever. See, as a calling though, he'll look at it like I got to be there for that brother. I got to be, even though how they feel about me, I'm still gonna do dust and dust. That's a calling, right? But someone like. Someone is you know, loving and doing some things with the Lord might not go to that extent because this is what Brother Tim said. If you love me, Peter, feed my lamb. If you love me, Peter, feed my sheep. You know what I'm talking about? And it's a different level to it. That's why I said it's a different level in the calling. You know what I'm talking about? In pastoring people, you have to pastor the whole flock. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. When you passing the whole flock, they might come to me, Reverend Henry, and say, "Man, why are you worrying about Brother D? Man, Brother D, this and that. That's one of my members. I got to consider whatever you think about Brother D. That's one of my members. I have to be there for him. You know what I'm talking about? Look what happened. Some of the ones they give up on be the best members and best labor for God. Because what's happened? Because God did the increase.
God got to be in the plan. The man can't do it. God got to be in the plan. Man
God
can't do it.
Plan, man. No, sir.
Yeah, God got to be in the plan.
Yes, sir.
But, you know, Brother Eric, like I say, they built a wall against Brother D. Brother D, it's one of them situations where, you know, you care, but you don't care. See, you can't care
but you
to the point
about that
where
no
you didn't hurt you. I didn't worry about it then. I just kept praying.
But what I'm saying,
that's all I did.
What I'm saying,
I just kept praying. I know what you mean.
Look how
I'm
God
saying.
Did.
I just kept praying.
I know.
The Bible tells men to pray in season and out of season. When they was totally against me like that, for the most part, that was out of season. I kept praying, and they came in season.
I remember you told me, man, brother, they don't want to hear from me, brother. They don't want to just go and pray for me. And I know you had a gift. I know you had a gift, though. I know you had a gift. You know how to get an answer for the Lord. I know you had a little circumstances. The people going to say, they talk about L. Eric. You know what I'm talking about?
Right
they talk about Brother Tim. Yeah. They talk about Brother Dawg. They might not never talk about Reverend Henry, but I ain't gonna do them like that, you know. But they talk about all of them.
They don't know. They already don't know.
Reverend Henry just ain't going that crowd. That's why if Reverend Henry going that crowd, they'll be talking about him.
But Reverend Henry got a crowd.
It's like this though. It's like this.
Hey, Reverend Henry, don't you got a crowd?
I don't care.
Don't you got a crowd?
Yes, sir.
Right here.
You got a crowd?
Yes, sir.
But see, it's like this, though. No matter what they say, if somebody says, I'm going to stay on my bending knees, all you got to do is stay within the realm of God. That's what Brother Eric be saying.
You kind of old, Brother D, and Brother Tim Howes, and Brother Willie Dawg. Y'all kind of old. I'm still a baby, right? I remember a time we used to put a stick on our ship.
and you knock it off. Man. I remember you used to draw lines. Cross that
line.
Knock
it off my shoulder.
Right?
Yeah.
Sticks and stone might hurt my bones.
Yeah, it says sticks and stones break my bones, but nails never hurt. But that's a lie.
If that's not a lie, then the Bible is lying then. That's a lie. Come on, man.
Because the Bible says the power of destruction lies within the tongue.
It lies in the tongue.
Goes on to say there's a precedent that says you can kill daily with your mouth. You can kill daily with your mouth. So if that was, we said it, but if that was true, the Bible would lie. And I tell you all the time, words don't hurt because they do.
There you go. Don't let it come out the right mouth.
The weakest woman in the world, the weakest woman in the world can't whoop the strongest man, but she'll take their mouth and beat him down to his knees.
Beat him down to his knees. Lord Jesus. Hey, now what? This is where I'm going, man, because I know we ain't been here long enough. But this is where I'm going, right? Watch this here, right? Watch this here. I got to drive back home, Reverend Henry. I got to drive back home. Got to lift that man up, man. I'm telling you, lift him up. Keep him in your prayers. Keep him in. He has the way. And we just need to hold his hand, and maybe he allowed us to teach him. Maybe he allowed us to help him. And then God would use him when the proper time. He wasn't ready, brother, with a dog, to stand before them people. No. He wasn't ready because he's not ready for the criticism. He's not ready for the, because he'll come back to it. He's not there yet. You know what I'm talking about? And soon he will, but not right now. He's not ready for the stand because they're going to talk about it, and he probably going to revert back to his old ways. That's why he hasn't been able to sit up there yet, to say anything, because they're going to come at him. Oh, yes, sir, they're coming at him. The naysayers coming at him, especially after last night.
They will love it. They will
love
it.
Yeah, they will turn down.
He's back with them. He's not. See, I told them the other day, I told them, the roughnecks, that it takes a strong man to admit that he loves God, a strong man to say I'm willing to try to change my life and allow God to change it and walk in his glory. I try to tell them that, but if they can bring you back down to them because they don't want to come up, then they're happy with that, that you one of us again. I knew that really was fake. No, you helped tear him apart and allow Satan to get in there to pull him back down. I know because I've been there myself. You know, you constantly get pulled down. They don't want you up, you know. It's a real man to know and tell, pray with his family and pray with his children and his wife and do the thing that you do.
It's a strong man
to get laughed at and ridiculed. Yeah, you talking that old Jesus junk. Come on, man. That's a real man. That's what it is.
Right there.
Come on, man.
Yes, sir. Right there. Right.
Yes, sir.
Now I hear what you're saying, but believe me, I tell you, they won't do him like they tried to do me.
Oh
they,
no,
they
got work out different.
Because
it's a difference with you and him, though. It is. It's a difference.
He went up. That's the main difference. He went up. But you dealing with the mask.
Right, you're dealing with the mask, and when incident happened, it was against the mask. A lot of people didn't approve of
that. That's what I said.
They drew a graphic. You know what I'm talking about. But they still gonna whoop him a little bit. They still gonna hit him in the stomach a little bit because even though he's one of them, you know, they want him. Some of them might go to him now. Now, if you're gonna be there, Brother Harry, I want you gonna be there now. Don't be coming over here with us. The real people tell him that. The real people tell them, say, don't do that, man. You don't have to do that. You good, man. You can let that parachute go. You can pat the gas. You can put it in reverse, coming back with your wind, and still be cordial with them and have fun, man. And ain't nail cuss word.
Because you should see some of the texts I got. They were talking about that fake this and blank and blank blank.
Yeah.
And I'm like, he over there doing this, and he listened to it. And I said, oh, my God. I said, Brother Eric, say, don't let them, tear down your witness. But what it is, he wasn't ready for all that right off the bat. He wasn't.
So what?
But what was in his heart, I felt, might have came out. and that she just didn't have enough. And that's why the Bible says what it said. Don't let a new convert do what is jump
yeah.
right up there to you.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden you're supposed to be, listen to this fake preacher. Listen to this guy talking about, this guy mouthed it. I said, oh, my God. But I heard some things, Brother Eric, and I'm going to say that. I'm going to get out your way. The things that I heard, most men that I've ever seen that's out in the world ain't going to say what he said about I give God praise and thank him and all that. I ain't going to see that. I don't see that very often.
So did.
You know?
And then start talking about the Holy Ghost and all that. That's why I'm with him, man, because I know he just got to get a little help, man. Just a little help.
Something is in there.
Yeah,
but I don't think he's 100% ready. But
when you say that, when you say about that novice, when you say about the Reverend Henry, when he said about that novice, you remember one man got down there and he on the floor, and I believe he studied. I know he studied, right? But the mouth is a bad thing, right? You keep up that mouth over here, you're going to say something wrong there. That man opened up and said, what? You think Jesus died for you? You crazy. And everybody in the church said, listen to that. You know what I'm saying? Brother Jesus. They say he was called to preach, you know what I'm talking about? But I do know what he's been. That's a novice, man. He's a novice. He was a novice, man. I hope he's doing better now, but, you know, he was a novice, man. Is that right, Brother Reverend Henry?
That's right. Yeah.
See, if most churches, when you, it's just almost like
me.
When you call a pastor, watch this here. When you call a pastor, right, they vote, right? I don't know how all churches. Mm-hmm. I just put it like most churches I've been to. You know, they vote. They just don't let you walk in and say, I want to pass the church, right?
Yeah.
So is the minister. The social minister, they vote for him too, right? So what's this how they do it, right? So what they do, because he's going to be over teaching and preaching them. So what they do, they ask if anybody have anything against to allow him to minister here, you stand up. You know what I'm talking about? They same way they do with the pastor. They preach. But the pastor don't be in front. But they do sometimes, Reverend Henry. You know what I'm talking about, Reverend Henry? And let me tell you something. Let me tell you something, brother. If that person haven't received the welcome to come in and preach and teach them, they won't stand up. You know what I'm talking about? They won't stand up because it's the time to do it. Don't do it after you leave. You know what I'm talking about? Because you say he's a novice, or you say he ain't this and that, don't do it then. Don't. We should never put him in there. You should have stood up the first time and gave your vote. Said, no, I think he did a little more time. Now watch this, Brother D. They had a morning bitch, and they had in the pastor.
Yeah, they don't have it no
preachers,
more.
They used to do preachers like this here. They said, I'm going to give you 3 years to think about what you want to do. I'm not going to put you in the pulpit. They used to do them like that. They wouldn't let you get in the pulpit at all. You have to labor, man. And you have to prove that what you was, you know. Yeah.
And that's what I was saying. He jumped the gun too fast, maybe. That's all I was saying.
He said he feel like he got the
I'm gonna say this.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say this here. And like I said, I done did a dab around a few things today. I'll speak later, but I will say this. You heard me say earlier, I've been at this thing a long time, Carl.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I've been on this battlefield for a minute, but I've been on this battlefield longer than some of my own.
You're far away, baby boy. You're far. We can't hear you.
My mic
listen to me.
Can you hear me now? No, that was my mic. I said, I've been on this battlefield longer than some of my even old. But, and I've seen it happen many times where I got the calling. Peoples have taken... And I don't know one way to put it. That's just opening. People have turned preaching. They even went on TV and did it. Pimps in the pool up here. You know, they even did it. They did a segment on TV about it. And I don't bite my tongue on nothing I say when it comes to God. These high dollar preachers can't lead me across the street if I was standing in the middle of it. Some of them, and I give some names. If it, don't push me, please don't push me because I call names. If I was standing in the middle of the street,
keep
with top pants on, don't make me call names because you know
keep
you couldn't leave me across. If I was standing in the middle of it and heard a cow was coming, but people, I mean, they like I said, they made it call it pimps in the pool pit, and that just that hurt me when I saw that. But You don't wait. Every calling is not to preach.
You're so right.
Some people's calling is just to be a good usher. Some people's calling is to be a good deacon. Some people's calling is just to be a bench member.
You're so right.
Be the best
I ain't stopping you.
But in today's
world, I don't think Reverend Hemp's still here. Real Reverend Hemp?
People think as soon as I heard the call, they think it's called to preach. Everybody called is
right
not
there.
To preach.
You sure right?
My brother told me a long time ago.
I'm an usher. I'm just going to usher y'all to the church. I'm just going to usher y'all to the church.
Amen. I'll show you something about dog. I and Bro Tim can confess that I've said it many times. I'll be up here sometimes just thinking about what I'm going to speak on today to open the service up, think about a song, and his dog come with the song. It's like the Lord has already spoke to him. If he don't come with that, he'll come with something. If he don't come with that song, he'll come with another song that says, that's what I should be speaking on right there. That's the minister right there.
All by itself.
Everybody in today's world, as soon as they said, I got to call it. I started to say a few minutes ago, my brother-in-law told me over 30-something years ago, he said, boy, the way you study that Bible, you need to go get you a storefront building and open your church. I said, I ain't heard God call me a preach. He said, boy, you been called. I said, I ain't heard the calling. And I just don't think God have a need to go to Brother Eric or to go to Brother Tim. Even from here, and let them call me and tell me I've been called to preach.
I know you're right.
But I'm not self.
I believe that.
I'm using myself as an example. I don't believe God needs no one to go tell anyone. You know, my pops told me one day, he said he was at this church, and he said he put $100 in the church. He put $20 in the church. He put $100 in to get his chain. And the pastor told him, and I see the pastor on TV, all the time. The pastor told me, said, God told me to tell you to get honey. My pastor told me that God didn't tell me that. God don't need to speak through no other man to speak to me. I mean, it's just that simple, man.
But I think most of it, maybe I might be wrong. Here go perception now, Brother D. That's all I'm thinking is perception, right? Maybe most of it is prophesizing, right? You know what I'm talking about? But I believe when someone prophesies.
A lot of it is lying. A lot of it is
Well, I agree that too. What I'm saying by prophesizing, God will confirm it to you. That it is true.
Exactly, He will confirm.
He'll confirm it. You won't even have to guess.
It will be confirmation.
And if you don't receive it, then He'll come again to you. You know what I'm talking about? And confirm it to something else. He'll keep coming until you hear the call.
Yeah.
One time, a man was asleep one time. I think his name is Samuel. I don't know about River Henry. He was asleep and heard somebody call his name. He said, is that Eli? Is that you? Y'all remember that story, y'all? He kept calling him, man. He said, no, brother. What's wrong with you? That's what he said. And he called him. You know what I'm talking about? I understand what you're talking about, Brother D. But when God call you, he's going to confirm it, man. He's going to confirm it. And you're going to get a spiritual open with that. He's going to get a spiritual open.
He
won't have to talk to
you.
Yeah, he's
going to
let
God.
You know, man.
He'll show you the sign.
Yes,
sir. You got to show some signs. He'll show you the sign.
That old Jonah thing everybody used, I was running from the Lord. Brother, when God put a calling on your life, and be real, Paul, when he got knocked out that beast, right, did he turn back? Nope.
He went running to God.
When he called you, did you turn back? Nope. You know what I'm saying? When he called they're going to send him the journey, man.
My pastor, before he deceased this earth, Bishop Bridges, used to get up in the church, and I heard him tell it several times. He said he had left work, and he went down through the woods, going to the moonshine man to get his moonshine. And he said, he went to step across that creek. He said he heard a voice, said, if you cross over, you can't come back. Bishop said he backed up and looked around. He didn't see nobody. He give him a running start and leap over. He said, I'm going to tell you again. And he said he backed up the second time. Bishop said, third time, mm-hmm. say he heard the voice, third time, say he left the woods running to the church. And he preached till he died. And he's telling me, to brother,
right.
he said, I preached just as hard if one somebody in this church as
right.
if it was a pastor.
Right.
Preach just as hard. My assistant pastor said he was going through the woods to get his moonshine. He said a corch
mm-hmm.
whip hit him and carried him
mm-hmm.
on the cross. And he never stopped
mm-hmm.
running. Ran
mm-hmm.
him into heaven till he died.
So
I believe,
like you said,
God don't need
yeah.
no man when he got you.
Mm-hmm.
God talks
yeah,
to you. God will deal
right
with your heart. See, don't no man clean you up. You go to God.
I wouldn't do it if I was you.
The old
man
said you
could
lead him to the water, but you can't make him drink. You know, all I can
yeah,
do is
you
lead
go.
You to the word. It's up to you to accept the word.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, man. It's just,
I don't know. I know we're getting it out today. You know, I didn't left the job. I'm outside.
Yeah.
Right? I done walked all over this thing. Reverend Henry.
So
but let me tell you. Yeah, man. Yeah, I know. We got to get them out of here, man. We do got to get out. If it be God's will, man, if it truly be God's will, we'll try to be back on tomorrow. If you don't have nothing in this afternoon or this evening, we will say, right, you can come on later and listen. Maybe they might go a little farther with this, you know. Maybe they might not, you know. But I believe there's a number we can call, and the number is 425-292-4212. That's the number I use. They might got 1,000 numbers. That's the number I use to call in when I get in there on a Tuesday, and even on a Wednesday, even Monday evening, sometimes they do a little appetizer. You know, entree, whatever they want to call it. But you could go and hear the word of the Lord, you know what I'm talking about? And I want to say this, man, that one of you brothers can, if you would, be kindly to prayers, not prayers out, but prayers to the strength of the day, and pray for that, pray that God's will be done with this conversation we had today. You know what I'm talking about? His will be done. And I really believe that I had a good time. I'm going to speak for myself. I had a good time today. I know I've been outside walking around. I've been just walking around. You know, I had to get out the office because I couldn't talk like this in that office, right? I came outside. I'm rebelling a little bit, Brother D. Don't hit me, man. Don't whip me, Brother Tim. But we got to get them out of here, man. And if it be God's will, we'll try to be back tomorrow. If it was something said, that you didn't understand, if it was something was misplaced in your mind and your heart, man, pray for us that we try to clear it up the next time or God give it to us. You can come over here and hit the one button, and we'll try our best to make it more plainer, you know. And if nothing else, pray for us that we always keep God first. Pray for us that we always live in closer to the fire, you know what I'm talking about? We brought the fire with us this morning, and we believe it. It started out early. This may be your last time, Reverend Henry. Did we ever get together?
Mm-hmm.
It may be your last time.
Mm-hmm.
Brother Tim, it may be your last time.
Yes, sir.
You might not
yes,
make it. We might not make it to 6 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the evening. We just don't know. But we want to live like he's coming right now because he can't come. He can't come right now. You know, they voting today. Everybody making decisions. A lot of people making decisions who they're going to vote on. You know, you can vote how you want to vote, but put Jesus in everything. Yeah, put Jesus in everything. In the name of Jesus.
I like
you know,
that one. I like that one.
In the name
one.
Of Jesus. In everything. You know, I ask if anybody want to pray, man. If I got a final say, they can go and say, I'm finna shut my mic, you know. I'm out of here, man. I wish y'all, if y'all could, we just gonna end it, though. But if y'all not, y'all mm-hmm. got some more. Yeah, we'll try to stand it, you know.
Yeah. If Reverend Henry want to do it, or I'll do it. It doesn't matter to me. Go ahead. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you so humble. We come before you because we are your children, Lord, and you are our God. We thank you for all that you do. We thank you, Lord God, for this show, and we ask that you would continue to bless it and strengthen it. Bless each and every person at the sound of my voice. Strengthen them. Use them mightily, Lord God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, those who are listening, we ask that, Lord, that you would just touch their heart, saturate their heart with love, Lord, and continue just to pour in them and let your Holy Spirit guide them and lead them. Father God, in the name of Jesus, a young man that's looking for you, Lord, and he has you down in his heart, we ask that you would bless him and put him around the right people and strengthen him and use him mightily to save souls out there, to guide them in the right direction so that they can come to you and that they can be edified and lifted up and that they can learn to love you like we do. Father God, in the name of Jesus, bless so many out there who are confused right now, Lord. Don't know if they should turn to the left or to the right, but we ask them to look up and put their hearts and their love toward you, Lord God. Touch each and every one of us with the fingertip of love. Father God, we love you because you first loved us and allowed your son to come down through generations, Lord, 42, to save wretched people like us. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, because we know there's power, love, victory, salvation, all wrapped up in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you for a hallelujah good time today. We hope and we pray, Lord, that we have lifted you up because you said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. Lord, we want to do what you have asked us to do. We're on the battlefield, Lord, and fighting. And we just ask that you would continue to lift us up and use us, Lord, in a mighty way. Pick us up and never let us look down on no man unless we're helping them up. Father God, we just say thank you. Bless this show and continue to keep us. In Jesus' name, amen. Back to you, Brother Eric. Brother Henry, Reverend Henry.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
On my mind, searching for that peace, but the peace I could not find. So then I kneeled down to pray, help me please. And he said, you don't have to cry, I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying, oftentimes I've struggled from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in the head, that everything will be alright.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, as soon as I stop worrying, God, he's the only one God.